Smoky Mountain. Just finishing their drills, the in and out, the boys call it, and now Pisgah will take the field to do that. We're probably 15 minutes away or so from first pitch. Beautiful evening here in Jackson County, 82 degrees, not oppressively hot. And we'd like to, before we get too far, express our gratitude to the AD and the coaches at Smoky Mountain. When we talk to them about perhaps broadcasting out here, which we normally don't do here, but it's a kind of a makeup game, they said, yeah, we'll have you a table set up and a chair and everything. Power ran, nice as they could be. So we appreciate it. You don't get that everywhere. A lot of places you're just kind of on your own. But we'd like to thank them for their hospitality tonight, as well as my friend Roy Burnett, WRGC, sitting right next to me over here, the Smoky Mountain baseball broadcasters. Been friends with them for a long time. So it's going to be a great evening of baseball. Oh, we had a night last night. Pisgah and Tuscola, which is always an amazing game, no matter which side of the wins and losses you're on. Last night, it was all Pisgah, as they defeated Tuscola 12-0 in six innings. An incredible outing by our junior pitcher, Landon Wright, who struck out 11 and also hit a home run to just about dead center, a little bit right field, right center gap there, out of the park and into the fans' trucks out there. So everybody contributed last night. Everybody contributed. And it was a great night in the Pisgah-Tuscola rivalry, especially for our boys, as they've been on the short end of that stick for the last couple of years, but not last night. Everybody hit the ball like mad. It was a great performance. Best one of the year, in my opinion, from the Pisgah varsity boys. The JVs came from behind to beat Smoky Mountain in the JV game just before we got switched over for varsity, and they had a good come from behind win, had to scramble, scored two or three in the last inning to win the game. Now Pisgah on the field taking their what they call the in and out drills, getting ready to go. A little bit of a lineup change tonight because Landon Wright threw 100 pitches last night, and they're wanting to rest that arm in case they need him again in the short term. But he wore it out last night. He was throwing, I don't know, he had to be high 80s. And then a great breaking ball as well, but they didn't want him. Normally, on his non-pitching day, he's playing third base, but they want to rest that arm. And I know he wants to be in there, but he's going to be the designated hitter. Our normal right fielder, Jackson Lehman, will be playing third base tonight. We'll give you the complete lineups in just a little bit. And our buddy Mason Young will be playing right field tonight. And, of course, Landon Wright will be the DH. Okay to swing the bat tonight. Boy, what a great night. Sun behind us, not going to be an issue, not oppressively hot, as I said earlier. Beautiful night for baseball here on the cemetery field, I always call it. So we're going to have a good time tonight. Crowd gathering in is always a good representation, I think. I would say at least as many or more Pisgah fans than Smoky fans tonight. And we are not too far away from first pitch. Let me say this. If you are tuning in tonight to hear my voice, you're hearing it all right, but we're going to do baseball tonight. Usually at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, it's Papertown Roots Radio. So I hope you'll stay with me tonight. The Duchess is here, as we call her on Papertown, sitting beside me. We might let her on the air in a little bit, depending on how the game goes. She gets pretty fired up. But thank you. I hope my Papertown folks will stay with us. We had 26,000 of you listening to a Pisgah baseball game last week. Hopefully the Bears can carry on with their winning ways. 11-1, their record right now. It should be actually 12-0, but they had a kind of a trap game in the Madison game a few weeks ago. But that's well behind the boys. They are 8-0 since then. So they are undefeated in the conference with about a two-game lead on the second place, which I believe is Tuscola, if I'm not mistaken. But Tuscola, man, we have such good friends out there. It was a nice night in Waynesville last night. Again, Pisgah wins 12-0 in six innings. But we have so many friends out there. There was no drama, which is a wonderful thing. It was a good night, and hopefully some of those folks are listening tonight. It's kind of a weird situation because when Pisgah and Tuscola aren't playing each other, the boys will go watch the other team play and cheer for them. So it's blood and guts and root hog or die during the game. But after that, it's all hugs and how you doing, bud? And that's the way it ought to be. The Bears taking the last few grounders as they get set to lead off here in just a few moments. We're moments away from the national anthem, the announcement of the starting lineups tonight. Again, Pisgah's a little bit different tonight than what it has been for the last month or so. Man, what a beautiful night. Smokey huddled up in their prayer circle. Pisgah will be doing the same here just momentarily. I tell you what, I'll go ahead and give you the keys to the game tonight, brought to you by our friends at Forga Contracting. I tell you, my key to the game tonight is, and I'm going to bring Hope in for this as well. My keys to the game tonight, don't get rattled by a change in the lineup that's been working so well of late. Mostly the same boys on the field, for sure batting, a little bit of change in fielding, and we'll see how that goes. We have earlier in the season had a propensity to get behind early and come from behind. Last night, a nice welcome change from that. The Bears scored six innings in the third. So my key is to get out fast and just put the pressure on and keep it on. Boy, they put the pressure on them last night. Hope, what do you think about maybe a key for the game tonight?
Yeah, I think that's also a good play, a good move.
Yeah.
And I say just keeping the offense rolling.
Boy, it was great last night.
It was great last night. So I think if they can come out of the gate with that, then and play in the field solid, like you say, not let the positions changes affect how they normally play and trust each other like they have all season.
It's everybody has stepped up, no matter where they've been and what they've done. The lineup really solidified. Biggest move for me was they moved Maddox Wright to leadoff and moved Isaiah Mintz, who's just on a tear all the time, moved him to the third lineup with Braden Surd in the middle. Braden, amazing at getting on base and bunting and doing all those things that puts pressure on. So those are tonight's keys to the game. Get out of the gate early, play good defense, play together. That brought to you by Forga Contracting. Tell you what, Pisgah now completing their drills. We'll give you tonight's starting lineups for Smoky Mountain. A leading off playing center field will be number 22, Aiden Foxworth. The pitcher tonight will be batting second, a young man we're wildly familiar with. These boys have all played together on travel ball teams. And some of these boys are real good friends, as is the case with the Smoky pitcher tonight, Lane Clemens, fine ball player. Batting third will be the first baseman, Andy Moore. Cleanup hitter, right fielder, Weston Deals. And the DH will be batting fifth, number 12, Will Clunch. Left fielder, number 7, that's Gio Buchanan. The catcher, number 18 next, Hunter Cole. Third baseman, number 24, Eli Gribble. And the second baseman rounding out the lineup, number 1, Luke Rogers. And the shortstop is number 15, Cody Kilpatrick. The Pisgah lineup tonight, leading off, playing second tonight. There's that change we were talking about. Maddox Wright, who's been great in the leadoff role. Batting second tonight's pitcher, Braden Surratt. He's going to bring the swerve tonight, we hope. Center fielder Isaiah Mintz batting third. Cleanup, Boone Carver, our all-conference catcher. The DH, the hero of last night's game, Landon Wright in the fifth spot. Batting sixth, playing left field. He's been doing great all year as well. Number 7, Zane Wilson. Shortstop tonight, Zach Wester. First base, Zach had a great game last night. Everybody did. Owen Rigsby playing first tonight, and he had a big game last night, 2-for-3 with a monstrous double and a big single. And rounding it out, third baseman Jackson Lehman. Those are your starting lineups. The head coaches and umpires meet at home plate and having their usual conference tonight. We are ready in just a moment for the national anthem. Oh, by the way, Mason Young will be playing right field tonight, and he has done that already in several games this year. Mason Young will be playing right field, and DH Landon Wright will be hitting in that spot. All right, those are tonight's starting lineups. We're about ready for baseball. I guess we'll send it back to Jack Q at WPTL, and we'll be right back with first pitch right after this. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Shooting is unfortunately effective. There are not a lot of second chances.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We're back live in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box tonight for Pisgah versus Smoky Mountain. Pisgah baseball on the air tonight. Brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and Paper Town Roots Radio, who some of you are probably listening in for tonight and wondering, what is Tim talking about? There'll be no Bill Monroe tonight, unfortunately, unless we get in a rain delay and Jack plays it back at the station. Starting lineups being announced by the PA announcer, the Pisgah boys lining up on the baseline. Smokies will be following in just a moment. Got a celebrity in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box, which is a card table out on the sawdust, by the way. Pisgah Hall of Famer Walker Fox with me tonight, now tearing the Southern Conference up for the Western Carolina Catamounts. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, man. Things are going well for you this season, aren't they?
It's going great, man. It's just such a great feeling to be back out here close to home, just representing the hometown guys.
Walker Fox, of course, all conference every dadgum year from third grade on in that family history of great ball players for Pisgah. His older brothers Mason and Tanner, but Walker just absolutely killing it. We saw you play last year at Mars Hill, and you did so good and got to move up and to Western Carolina. How's that been? Has it been a great transition?
I mean, absolutely. It's been a fantastic transition. I mean, obviously, I'll forever grateful for those guys at Mars Hill for giving me my start. Yeah, good year there, and luckily been blessed enough to play Division I ball here, and Coach Beck's been great. It's just, it's a whole new kind of ball game, whole new world, man.
Well, you're adapting well. And I know, how many, let's see, as far as local guys go, you play with the young man from Waynesville?
Oh, yeah. Trent Turner.
Trent Turner is an unbelievable player.
I mean, fantastic.
Yeah, and you've... Where are you at in the lineup now? Where are you batting in the lineup?
I'm the three hole right now.
Three hole. Well, we know what that means. Might hit it out, but something's going to happen. We've watched a lot of your games from home because Walker, of course, grew up right across the street from us. And it's just been like one watching another son for us to do. We tore up Cresty Street watching you play.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been fun to watch. And Are you off for a few days, or are you on the road this week?
Oh, we're on the road this week, and we're going up to the Virginia Military Institute.
Ah.
So that'll be a good one.
Now, do y'all do you mostly bus travel, or do you fly some, or both?
Oh, we're strictly bus.
Strictly bus.
From
they
what
let
I
you fly.
I don't know if that's in the budget, so.
We need some donors out there. Do you hear that?
Well, that'd be fantastic.
They got a Catamount Club of some kind or something?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, Walker will hang with me just a second. We're going to pause just a moment. The national anthem's about to be played, and we'll have first pitch right around the corner. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Please rise if you're able and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
Very good. We are back at it. Here for Pisgah Baseball after the national anthem there by Alan Jackson. Good to have him out here tonight. Walker Fox, Pisgah alumni, great player for Pisgah, and now tearing up baseball at Western Carolina. I got to ask you one thing, Walker, before we get going. Tell me about the Georgia game.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, what an atmosphere. Going out there to Foley Field. I mean.
Downtown Athens.
It was the most surreal experience that I've ever been a part of. I mean, you grow up watching teams like Georgia, Carolina, all those guys, and go out there and play against them. I mean, it did not feel real. But,
and
yeah.
What a game it turned out to be.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's in the contenders for NCAA College Baseball Game of the Year already.
And you had a big game.
Yes, I like to think so.
What did you do?
I was 4 for 5 with 2 doubles. not too shameful about that one. I'll talk about that one.
I would say not. And you ended up beating one of the best teams in the country.
Yes. I mean, it was incredible. It was almost like we had more purple out there than there was red. I mean, the amount of fans we had show up was absolutely unbelievable.
Well, on behalf of all Catamount alumni everywhere, we're proud of what you're doing. And as more importantly, as your Across the Street family, we're so proud of you. And I know you folks are as well. We see them coming in at all hours after these games.
Yeah, I mean, what a trip. I mean, we got to talk about your young man here. I mean, I am so proud of the young adult that he has become here. Makes me feel like I've done my part as an older brother figure. And
well, he's on the mound tonight.
I know. I'm looking forward to seeing what he brings to the table, giving him the business.
I hope so. He pitched here as a sophomore with you behind him. We have that picture on our refrigerator. That's how much of a family affair this is tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So, Smokey pitcher on the mound, Lane Clements, taking his warm-up tosses. Maddox Wright doing a great job in the last month or so as leadoff. They moved him from about number 6 or 7 in the lineup to lead off. And he's been doing a great job of getting on base. Braden Surratt will follow. And then Isaiah Mintz, center fielder. Maddox playing second base tonight, a different position for him because Landon Wright, who would normally play third, if Maddox is playing short or anywhere, is unable to throw tonight after he threw 100 pitches in a 12-0 Pisgah run rule win over Tuscola last night.
Man, you love to see that, don't you?
Yeah. Maddox digs in, first pitch from Lane Clemens. Walker, thanks for hanging out with us. First pitch fouled off to the left side and out of play. That hit fair. He's going into second. That ball hit fair. I thought it was going to be well out. So Maddox with a leadoff pop fly double. Walker, thank you, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Walker Fox, everybody. Canton, Pisgah. Pisgah royalty right there. Love you, bud. So that bodes well for Pisgah. We were sitting here watching that ball go foul, and all of a sudden it hit about 6, 8, 10 inches inside the left field line, and Maddox hustling, standing up at second with a leadoff double. Braden Surik getting lengthy signals from I'm looking to see. We have a kind of an obstructed view of the third base coach, but it is Coach Shepard. So he's stepping in. Right-handed hitter, be it pitching tonight. Let's see. Braden's had a great year hitting as well as bunting. Let's see if anything's on here with Maddox on. Does not show bunt. Now he does, and bunts it down third baseline. It's a great bunt. Pitcher fields it. Clemens throws and gets him out, but Maddox Wright moved to third. Sacrifice. He is so happy to do that. I'm proud of him. And full disclosure, that's my son who will be pitching tonight, so I'll be nervous. Wreck, but I'm proud of him for being a team player and happy to move the runner over. Isaiah Mintz now comes in. One out and a runner on third. Isaiah Mintz, just on a tear, has been that way all year. Center fielder for the Bears. First pitch is outside and all the way to the fence. Maddox comes towards. Oh, he's hung up. He's hung up in a rundown. And they bobble it. And Maddox scores. Oh, he's grinning. He knows he was out. Umpire Lynn Milner grinning back at him. Maddox was hung up. And he's always one to be aggressive and causes a mishap at third base. Bobbled the ball and he scores. 1-0 now. One out. Base is empty. And a 1-0 count to center fielder Isaiah Mintz. Here we go. Second pitch to Isaiah Mintz on the way outside and maybe a little bit low. We're directly behind the plate tonight. Again, Lynn Milner, someone we've known for many, many years, behind the plate tonight. 2-0 pitch, curveball, strike, about letter high. Good pitch from Lane Clemens, right-handed pitcher. Again, all these boys know Lane. They've all been on the same travel ball teams back and forth. That one outside, a breaking ball. 3-1 count now. Bases empty. Pisgah 1-0 lead here in the early going top of the first. Clemens from the windup. That one is in the dirt. It's a four-pitch walk. Or, I'm sorry, 4-1 walk.
Up to bat number 8, Boone Carver.
So one out now, and that was a sacrifice out. So all things good now. It worked to get the runner to third, and then the mishap at third for Smokey plates the runner. Braden won't get an RBI, but he did the job and got him over there, and now we're in. Catcher Boone Carver batting cleanup tonight. Steps in. Runner on first now. Here's a pitch. Grounded right past the pitcher, but he bobbles it. He's not going to get it. Boone. No, he did get him. Nice play by the pitcher. He kicked it about 3 times and still underhanded it to first to get Boone. And the runner to second. So now 2 outs.
Up to bat number 13, Landon Wright.
Landon Wright now to the plate. We're trying to keep the score while we're doing this. Lane Clemens gives the runner a look back to second, but none of the fielders moving in behind him, but that's always makes you nervous. Landon Wright, the hero of last night's game versus Tuscola with 11 strikeouts and a home run. At the plate now, won't be playing in the field tonight. First pitch, it's a curveball for a strike. Nice pitch there. 0-1 now, two outs and runner on second. Isaiah Mintz drew the five-pitch walk. Base hit here would really be something. He looks, fires. That one's low and in the dirt. Isaiah's going to take off third. He is in safely on his belly. Not a bad throw by the catcher, but Isaiah very, very, very speedy, of course. Catcher tonight, Hunter Cole for Smoky Mountain. Unbelievably pretty night, Smoky Mountain. Slight breeze, about 80 degrees, but just not hot at all. It's nice. So 1-1 to count to Landon Wright, two outs, and now a runner on third. Pitch hit towards the short. He is up with it, comes across, got him. And that'll do it for Pisgah in the top half of the first, but they do put the one run across after the bloop double from Maddox Wright, sacrifice fly, or sacrifice bunt, I should say, from Braden Surratt to run him over to third, and then he's in on a wild, sort of a wild pitch, rundown mishap situation. 1-0 Pisgah leads. Very nice to have you with us tonight. Tonight's ball game brought to you in part by First Citizens Bank, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. You can open your personal or small business account today. They have convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years. And Canton Insurances. Baseball means it's springtime, so for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for any and all business or personal insurance needs. Well, here's something you don't get, I guess, ever on a ballgame broadcast. The pitcher's mother is riding shotgun on the broadcast tonight, and no one feels it like a mom does when her son is doing anything on the field, but pitching especially. How you feeling?
My anxiety is through the roof. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that's about how I feel. Typically, when he pitches, though, I will say I do exit the premises.
Yep, she doesn't usually watch, but she's helping us keep score tonight, and it's an interesting perspective.
It is. This is an anomaly for me to actually see him pitch.
She would normally. I often think about the epic, historic Pisgah-Rockingham game from 2 years ago, state playoff game, and Braden pitched a complete game, and they brought him in the ninth in relief, and he had to pitch another complete game, and it went all the way to the 15th inning. And she listened, and I had to call the game over the cell phone as she was listening from our vehicle. But she's in good shape tonight.
We shall see.
Say what now?
I said we shall see.
We'll see. So Braden ready to go after his warm-up tosses. Aiden Foxworth, center fielder, number 22 for Smoky Mountain, right-handed batter steps in. Pisgah in their gray uniforms tonight. Smoky, blue jerseys, white pants with blue pinstripes. Pisgah with the black hats and, again, the gray uniforms. First pitch from Braden Surratt is a curveball, gets away from Boone. It was a little low, so ball one. Braden is, as we have discussed, would rather come on in relief than start, but on these three-game weeks, he often gets a start. One ball, no strikes. The next one is hit towards second, base hit past Maddox Wright. Oh, and he gets away from Mason in right field. Way back, way back. This is going to be a leadoff triple. So, Aiden Foxworth makes it to third on a mishap in right field. The ball was hit, not exactly tattooed, but past Maddox Wright at second, who was shaded towards first. So we may, Braden got a lot of work to do to get out of this one clean. Number 11, the pitcher, Lane Clemens, who is a friend of Braden's normally, but not right now. Pitcher against pitcher right now, Braden. Fires. Breaking ball hit towards short. Diving play by Zach Wester. Throws a mile a minute. Makes the play at first, but the run is in. 1-1 now. So an RBI from Lane Clemens. Zach Wester with a diving stop. Beautiful stop. And, of course, threw a about a 90-mile-an-hour fastball across the diamond fielded by Owen Rigsby. So one out in the tie ball game now, 1-1. First baseman Andy Moore steps in for Smokey, left-hander. There's a swing and a miss at a curveball. Owen won the count, one out. 1-1 now, Pisgah and Smokey. Boone Carver having some sort of mishap with his earpiece system. All these guys use electronic systems now, and they get the call from the dugout. We're ready to go now. The 0-1 pitch. Base is empty, one out, tie game. Swing and a miss at another curveball. Braden gets that curveball dialed in for a strike. He establishes it and then throws it out of the zone. It's hard for him to lay off. So 0-2 the count, one away here by a nice diving play from Zach Wester. That one a little bit low and in the dirt. One ball, two strikes now to Andy Moore. Here's the 1-2 pitch, curveball outside to the left-handed batter, so it count even now at 2-2. Braden throws a ton of curveballs. 2-2 now. Wind up pitch, curveball breaks inside, and oh, just missed. He wanted that one. Just off the outer edge on the white chalk, just off the plate. So now full count to first baseman Andy Moore. Braden, wind up throw inside with a fastball. He walks him, so now a runner on first. Missed inside with a fastball. Need to get settled in here. We talked earlier about just kind of getting settled as quickly as possible. We're not quite there yet. One out, runner on first. Tie game here in the bottom of the first. Here at Pisgah versus Smokey. Moore takes his lead at first, a short lead. Braden gives him a look. First pitch, hit weakly towards third. See if he's going to go to first. Jackson Lehman with a nice throw to get the out at first. It was a chopper. He had to move in on it quickly. Made a nice play. Jackson Lehman normally playing in right field, now playing third this evening. So two outs now, runner at second. Well, it says number 12 on his jersey. I wonder if it's it is. It's Will Klunch, yes. Will Klunch, designated hitter tonight for Smoky Mountain, steps in, right-handed batter, big, big boy. Big old Jackson County boy. Runner at second. Two away. First pitch is a curveball outside in the dirt. Braden trying to get dialed in. Two outs now, runner on second, and a tie ball game here. In the early going at Smokey, bottom of the first. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one's hit towards Lehman at third again. He's got it fielded, comes across. Nice play, and that'll do it for Smokey. So one run off the one base hit, one error, and a runner left. That'll do it for the first inning. Pisgah and Smokey tied at one, and we'll be right back with the second inning. We'll send it back to the station. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
What is Pop Earth? Pop Earth is short for Population Earth, a 501c3 nonprofit focused on providing holistic health services and options for those with special needs, including autism and other developmental disorders. Do you know someone ages 5 to 65 with a developmental disorder that could benefit from yoga, Reiki, dance, exercise, and massage therapy? These sessions help with coordination, balance, stress, and more. Learn more at popearth.org. That's popearth.org.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We're back in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain, where Pisgah and Smoky are tied at one. Zane Wilson, the left fielder, leads off for Smoky. Lane Plemons on the mound for the top half of the second inning. First pitch on the way, hit high and fairly deep. Fielders converge. Center fielder calls the ball and makes the play. So one pitch, one out. Zach Wester to the plate now.
Up to bat number five,
playing
Zach
shortstop
Wester.
Tonight. He'll be on the mound Friday, I assume, for Pisgah and Tuscola number two. So one away here, tie ball game here, 1-1, top of the second. First pitch from Plemons to Zach, hit right back at him. He can't field it. Shortstop coming on in a hurry, makes a throw and pulls it wide of the bag. Zach with an infield hit. Boy, he hit the ball hard last night. I don't know how many, he seemed like he hit the ball every time he came up. So he is on now with one out. Owen Rigsby, another young man, had a big night last night against Tuscola. 2-for-3 with a monstrous double that drove in a bunch of runs. Daps up the catcher and the umpire. So now the Pisgah first baseman steps into the right-handed box. Zane Wilson leads off first, one away here. Tie ball game. Plemons nods, throws way outside. Nice play by catcher Hunter Cole to keep that one from going to the backstop, which it's a shallow backstop here, so they got to keep that in mind. It's not 2 miles to retrieve the ball, so you got to be careful with that. 1-0 the count to Owen Rigsby. Pitch again way outside. 2-0 now. Pisgah and Smoky 1-1 here in the top of the second, one out and one on. Foul back, straight back over the backstop into the crowd. So now 2 balls and a strike and one out. Boy, what a spectacular night here in Silva. 2 balls and a strike to Owen Rigsby. Game slowed down now. Throw over to first. Zane back on his belly safely. I'm sorry, Zach. I don't know what I'm doing. Still 2-1. I'm not sure that's correct. Yeah, it is. That foul ball. Really taking his time now is Plemons. 2-1 from the stretch. Owen leans out, hits an outside pitch. Could be tough to get to, but the right fielder comes in, makes the play. Zach has to retreat back to first, so that's the second out of the inning.
Up to bat number six, Jackson Lehman.
Jackson Lehman, who made two good plays in the bottom of the first in a he's a great athlete. He can play about anywhere. Normally plays right field and plays it very well, but playing third tonight is Landon Wright. Gets a night off because of the 100-pitch night he had last night. They didn't want him throwing across the diamond repeatedly. Plemons with another toss to first. Just kind of a casual toss. Zach back, of course, standing. Jackson Lehman steps in. 2 outs now in the tie ball game here. Top half of the second. Here's the pitch, foul back. He's getting a lot of swings at that outside pitch. Owen hit the ball, but he wasn't able to get his full swing into it. Just swatted it out there in center field, right center, 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 right. Another throw back over to first. Zach in again. He's going to get frequent flyer miles at first base. So 0-1. To Jackson Lehman, 2 outs here. Tie ball game. Here's a pitch. Another one of those outside pitches. He gets a little piece of it. It goes to the backstop. So now it's 0-2 to Jackson. He is living on the outside corner, man. Oh and two. Two outs. Runner on first. 0-2 pitch. Nope. Another throw to first. I don't know how many they get in high school ball, but he should be. He's grinning. Umpires may be telling him, let's go. I don't know, but he's grinning. Is Plemons on the mound? 0-2 pitch comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. Catcher picks it up, throws to first, and an out is recorded. That'll do it for Pisgah. In the top half of the second inning. No score. One left on base. Hey, if you tuned in tonight at 7, expecting to hear me playing bluegrass music, welcome to the baseball game. I hope you'll stay and listen to it. Monday and Wednesday nights, we're usually here with Papertown Roots Radio, and we play the best, absolute best music. Bluegrass, classic country, gospel music, all kinds of great Americana, all kinds of stuff. The bluegrass we lean on heavily, the old stuff, the new stuff, current chart stuff. And you'll get a healthy dose of it if you'll join me just about every Monday and Wednesday night for Papertown Roots Radio. Tonight, a rescheduled game from cold weather back when it was 20 degrees. So we're happy to give way and have a good time with some baseball tonight. Hopefully some of the Papertown folks are still hanging out with us. Braden Surratt back on the mound. Not a terrible first inning. Gave up one base hit. Unearned run. So we're tied 1-1 here, going into the bottom half of the second here in Smoky Mountain.
Every pitch was to the left side of the field, so.
Yeah, they should know that.
They should play off that.
Yeah, Braden's velocity is, you know, they're used to seeing Zach Western probably in the low 90s. Landon Wright, high 80s probably. And then Braden comes in. That's why he likes to come in relief, because they're used to that fireball, and then he comes in with the much slower curveballs for strikes or swings and misses.
Leading off for the Mustangs, number 7.
The left fielder leads off tonight. Gio Buchanan comes to the plate to lead off the smoky half of the second inning. Right-handed batter, Braden. Outside. So ball one. Pisgah and Smoky tied at 1. Both of them with unearned runs in the first inning. Next pitch on the way. Chopped towards third again. Jackson with a nice jumping catch across the diamond to Owen, out number 1. He is just killing it at third base. And Braden, his pitches move so much that he gets a lot of weak contact, when I say that, they're so far out in front of it that they hit it off the end of the bat, and they're just chopping everything towards third. Catcher Hunter Cole steps in now, another right-handed batter. First pitch on the way, 1 out, strike on the outside corner with a fastball. Well, I call it a fastball. His mom's shaking her head. 0-1, though, gets the job done. Let's see what he comes back with. Breaking ball right towards short. That's a base hit right over Zach Wester's head. Not sharply hit, but enough to get right over Zach's head. So 1-1 out here in this tie game. 1-1. Third baseman Eli Gribble comes to the plate, number 24. Braden likes to work fast. He's just standing there waiting on him to get in, but, of course, the batter gets their signals from the third base coach. So 1-1 out here in this tie game here in Pisgah versus Smoky. Again, Eli Gribble, third baseman, at the plate for Smoky. Braden Surratt on the mound from a windup. Shows bunt. Boone was going to throw it back, a backdoor pick there to first base and bobbled the ball. Ball called on that pitch. Now, umpire Lynn Milner out dusting the plate off. It's dusty, as you might imagine. with no rain. So one ball, no strikes. Runner on first. And a tie ball game here in the bottom of the second. Braden fires. Shows bunt again. There's that back pick. Runner back safely. Ball two. Two and oh the count for the Smoky third baseman. Sun down now, lights on. 2-0 pitch. There's a strike call with a curveball. 2-1. This could be a big out if he could get it. Strand that runner. There's a pitch called strike two with another curveball on the outer edge. 2-2 now. Let's see what happens. Taking a long look at his third base coach. Steps back in the box. Now 2-2 count. One on, one out. 1-1 tie. That's a lot of ones. Braden looks back at the runner. From a stretch. Tries to bunt, but bunts it foul on the second strike. He's out. Boy, that was a gift. I can even hear the Smoky announcers questioning that call. But two outs, regardless, we'll take that happily. Number one steps in. Number nine hitter, Luke Rogers, second baseman. Hard fought Hallelujah playing. What a song. Well, we're back at it now. Two outs, runner still at first in a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the second. Braden Surratt from the stretch gets a swing and a miss on a big curve. Curves outside. Strike one, 0-1. I'm hopeful that he's really getting it dialed in now, as it takes time to do sometimes. Milner, umpire Lynn Milner, cleans off the plate again. A lot of balls in the dirt. 0-1 the count, two outs. Braden Surratt on the mound. From the stretch, that is a great curveball. Strike two. On the inside half of the swing and a miss. What a nice pitch. Bottom dropped out of that one.
It did.
0-2. How you doing, Mom?
I'm still here.
0-2. Two outs, runner on first. Luke Rogers at the plate, taking his time. Steps back into the box. Braden ready to go. A look at first. From the stretch. Runner goes. Boone Carver fires. The runner's going to be out by 8 miles, and that'll be out number three, and that'll do it for Smoky. That runner left after one hit, no errors, and a 1-1 tie. That'll do it for the second inning. We'll send it back to Jack at the station. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on the home for Pisgah Sports, WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on. John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Back live, it's the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box here in Smoky Mountain. Tie ball game going into top of the third with the top of the lineup. Maddox Wright, who reached on a, all I can call it, hope would be a bloop double.
Yes.
And was moved to third on a bunt from Braden Surratt and then scored on a wild pitch. First pitch to Maddox. That one gets away from the catcher as Maddox was taken all the way. Ball one. and Lynn's having to, about every other batter, having to clean the plate off. So ball one here to start off inning number three. Unbelievably pleasant evening here. Lane Plemons still on the mound for Smokey. Kicks, fires. There's a strike on the high edge of the outside corner. Good pitch. 1-1 the count. Tie ball game, 1-1. There's a curveball, misses outside, off speed.
Just a bit outside.
No, you can't do that. That's plagiarism.
Ah, sorry.
Two balls and a strike. Nobody out, nobody on here as we start in.
Nope. That one caught the corner.
Took a strike there. So 2-2 now. Leadoff hitter Maddox Wright. Playing second base for the first time this year tonight as they've shuffled the lineup. Here's a 2-2 pitch. High, just misses. Now full count. See what Lane dials up that we can put in the memory bank on a full count pitch. Right-handed pitcher from the windup. Oh!
Walked him.
Yep. Hit just a little bit low. Smokey, folks groan a little on that call, but must have broken, fell a little low. Now Braden Surratt to the plate. And here we are again as we were in the first inning. With Maddox right on first, Braden Surratt at the plate. Let's see if the same thing happens. Braden, by our tally, is, as of now, a slim lead in the RBIs this season so far at a little past the halfway. I think he's one or two ahead of Boone Carver and maybe Zach Wester. Steps in. Maddox Wright leads off first. Lane Plemons on the mound for Smokey. From the stretch, Braden hits one. Can see if it can get down. Nope. Right fielder gets over and makes the play. So one pitch, one out. Hit well, but the right fielder went about 20 yards to his right.
Number 14, Isaiah Mix.
And Braden Smiles on the way to the dugout, even though he got a good lick on the ball, just not able to get grass with it. Isaiah Mix back in, drew a walk in the first inning. I expected him to bunt him again, truthfully, get that runner over. And I'm sure he thinks Smokey did too. Isaiah Mix back to the plate with one out. And Maddox right on first. Lane Plemons steps back, fires over to first. No chance to get Maddox. He just steps right back on the bag. 1-1 still here in the top of the third. Pisgah and Smokey playing the second game of the season. Pisgah defeated Smokey handily in the first game, but that never carries over to the second game. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Maddox will take off as it gets away from the catcher, Hunter Cole. I did not see what – I don't think we know yet what the call of the pitch was. It had to be a ball because it was in the dirt. And right between the leg protectors of the catcher. So Maddox now on second in scoring position with just one out. Coach Shepard calls over Isaiah Mintz and Boone Carver, who's on deck, to set up a little strategy. Isaiah steps back in as Maddox takes a lead off second. Shortstop kind of slips in behind him, playing directly behind him. Lane Plemons gives him a look back there. Maddox dancing around, draws another look. Throw to the plate. That's a strike on the knees on the outer edge. Good pitch from Lane Plemons as Isaiah was taken. So now one ball, one strike, one out, and a 1-1 tie. Bottom half of the third here in Smoky Mountain. It's good to talk to Walker Fox tonight as he came to support Braden and the boys. There's a 1-1 pitch, curveball high. Maddox takes off. He is going the ball.
Nope,
ball goes
nope,
in the
nope.
left. Oh, what are we doing?
Nope.
He's going to be out by a mile
yep.
at the plate. Out by a mile. Harold throws his helmet. Maddox had no business going, really.
Nope.
The ball got away from the third baseman, but the left fielder was right on the spot, backed him up. It didn't go 30 feet.
Yep.
And Maddox was dead duck at the plate, and Coach Harold Shepard, furious. That was just erased our potential go-ahead run. So now it's two balls and a strike and two outs with Isaiah at the plate. Ball misses outside, three balls and a strike. Pitch in the dirt, walk number two for Isaiah Mintz. Boone Carver to the plate now. See if he can do some two-out damage.
Up to bat number eight.
Having a little difficulties with the PA set
yeah,
out here.
Yeah, it's Boone Carver, not Boo.
Yeah.
It cut off in the middle of the
it did.
Announcement. So Lane Clements doing a pretty good job tonight. Both pitchers getting out of runners on base situations so far. Of course, both teams have helped the opposing pitcher. Boone Carver steps in. Speedy Isaiah Mintz. Let's see if he makes a break towards. Yep, he's off. Outside pitch gets away from the catcher again.
No, don't run to third.
He slams his helmet. He slams his helmet mad at himself because he was going to throw it second.
He was.
No chance to catch Isaiah.
Isaiah made the turn.
Yeah, he was on
obviously.
It. Yeah, he was on it. So Isaiah in the scoring position with two outs now and one ball, no strikes. In this 1-1 tie, Lane Clements pitching fine for Smoky Mountain, doing a fine job. So now Isaiah leads off, and Lane looks back at him and then steps off the mound to regroup. 1-0 the count, 1-1 tie. Two outs with this runner on second, Isaiah Mintz, who's walked both appearances tonight. Pitch, curveball, oh, call strike. It wasn't very close. Boone gives Lynn a look. I think he... That one maybe it crossed the plate in the zone, but it landed well outside. One ball, one strike, two outs. One to one pitch. This one's inside. No, he called it a strike. He's talking to Lynn, and they are well acquainted with one another. That one looked inside, so he's covered both sets of chalk. So now he's got Boone in a pinch. One ball, two strikes, and two outs, runner on second. Base hit would be wonderful here. Isaiah doing a little dance out there. Pitch. Boone fouls it off a mile high off to the right. So the count remains 1-2. Pisgah seems a little unsettled tonight after the... And it's hard not for some kind of emotional letdown after the big win over Tuscola last night. But especially with a little bit of a shuffle to the lineup. With Landon Wright DHing tonight instead of playing in the field as normal. Pitch. Boone strikes out on a curveball. And you can, I don't really agree with the two of those strikes.
No.
But anyway, we gave up a run that should have come across at some point. So the score remains 1-1 as we head to the bottom of the third. Tonight's game brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, A1 Storage, Vestas Uniform, Canton Insurance, Forga Contracting, Custom Paving, Mike's Heating and Air, and Paper Town Roots Radio. Well, Pisgah, I think a little, again, unsettled might be the word after magnificent job last night in Waynesville, and looking for him to get dialed in now as we go to the bottom half of the third with a 1-1 tie here at Smoky. And they had a mercy rule victory over Smoky in the first game in Canton, but seems like that never transfers to the second game, does it?
Not when they're spaced out like this. I think that's one of the good things about the way the schedules are set up now, where they play the same team twice in 1 week.
Right.
And like you said earlier, this one had to be rescheduled. So,
just a little change, and it can
a little bit of change
when a team is really rolling. We know it from watching so much Major League Ball. When a team, any kind of rhythm gets disrupted, it's kind of
yes,
it's just kind of weird. Let me remind you, if you missed any of the Pisgah Bears basketball or football, you can catch up on. With Pisgah On Demand, if you go to WPTLradio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu, you can listen to the 2018 entire football season forward, up-to-date basketball. So Pisgah On Demand, check it out. Proud to have you wherever you're listening in from tonight. Pisgah and Smokey in a 1-1 tie, and they need to get it rolling here. I mean, it's... They've been so dominant of late that it just seems weird to be tied in the third inning. But they usually have a big inning at some point, and we're hoping it ends that way tonight. By the way, let me remind you, the world-famous Pisgah Drawdown will be occurring on May the 16th. Man, what an event that is. And all the proceeds go to Pisgah Sports. Pisgah Booster Club really gets after it, man. And, again, that's May 16th, the Pisgah Drawdown. Get tickets from any of the coaches at the office. First pitch, swing and a miss to number one.
Foxworth.
No, it's Luke Rogers.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is Luke Rogers.
As he did not
I apologize.
Make it.
No, that is correct.
After he didn't make that last out, the
runner he's still
at the plate.
Still at the plate.
I wish
he had
his. Next one is another swing and a miss. Foul tip into the glove of Boone Carver. Boone catches the pitch off the bat. Braden, curveball looking a little better right now, or more strike-worthy. 0-2 count to Luke Rogers, second baseman for Smokey. Yeah, you need to get you some tickets for the Pisgah Drawdown. Get it at the school from any of the coaches or any of the boosters. Here's an 0-2 pitch. Fastball in the outside corner. Rings him up. Slow call by Lynn Milner, but the Boone Carver already thrown the ball around.
He didn't wait on the call.
He did not, but a demonstrative call from umpire Milner. Back to the top of the order for Smokey, number 22, center fielder Aiden Foxworth to the plate. One out, nobody on. Pisgah and Smokey to 1-1 tie here in the bottom half of the third from Sylva, North Carolina. Beautiful Jackson County. Braden Surratt remains on the mound for the Bears. Nobody on. The curveball working so far. There's another one. He does not offer at it. So one ball, no strikes. One ball and no strikes. One out here in the bottom half of the third. Pitch. Curveball lands on the, nope, I thought he was going to call strike, but now it's 2-0. He raised up like he's going to call strike, so 2-0 the count now. Braden's got to come to the plate now. Let's see. I tell you, Jackson Lehman playing great at third. Let's see if he gets another. There's a call strike with a fastball on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike, one out, 1-1 tie. And again, the leadoff hitter, center fielder, Aiden Foxworth. Here's the pitch, fouled off to the right side. Onto the top of the big bank here, the big steep slope at Smoky Mountain. Sitting here on Radio Row tonight with our friend Roy Burnett and the folks at WRGC. Always good to see them. 2-2 pitch, curveball hit towards, that's going to be trouble. Nobody to cover. Braden covers, but they can't get him.
Oh, shit.
Braden just got trampled. Braden just got trampled, but he appears to be okay. And that'll be all for her. Braden got trampled as he was trying to cover first. Couldn't get there in time. Owen Rigsby looks hurt, too. He may have pulled something. He's holding his lower leg. It's a ground ball in the gap between first and second. The player, Owen Rigsby, tried to get there, pulled a muscle or something. He's hurting. Maddox Wright actually trapped the ball down and could not. Well, he made the throw. Braden trying to cover, and the runner absolutely bulldozed Braden. I don't think it was clearly not malicious or anything like that. Coach Shepard now checking on, he's arguing the call as well as seeing what's going on. Smokey fans getting upset. So now we're kind of getting it sorted out. Harold headed back towards the play. So now we're back at it. The runner remains on first. One out, runner on. 1-1. Lane Plemons, the pitcher, comes to the plate. Number two. Unbelievable. So Braden's grinning now. He's not hurt. Owen still kicking that leg out, as that was a major collision at first base, as you could tell. Major collision. So it remains 1-1, the pitcher Lane Plemons now. Runner takes his lead, Braden looking to the plate. Shows bunt, pulls it back, ball off the outside edge, ball one. So 1-0 the count, and one out. Maybe that'll get the spark we need going here. 1-0 pitch in the dirt all the way to the backstop. So the runner takes second. We are really out of sorts now. Two balls, no strikes, one out, and a runner now on second with Lane Clemens, the Smoky pitcher, who is a good friend to a lot of these boys. He and Boone Carver are talking now, like, what happened? Where'd that go? So now 2-0. Braden Surratt trying to get himself gathered here. Runner leads off second. There's a good bump, but foul. He got it down, but Braden throwing that diving 12-6 curveball. And by the time he got the bat on it, it was well low and pulled towards third base, foul. So two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Count now goes even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and a runner on second. 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the third with Pisgah and Smoky. Two balls, two strikes. Runner leads off second. Braden comes to the plate. Good curveball pops straight up. Owen Rigsby calling everybody off. Makes the play in foul territory. Just to the right of the first base side. Two outs now.
Up to bat number two, Andy Moore.
First baseman, left-handed batting, Andy Moore comes to the plate. So if he gets out of this with no run, that's going to be a good job by the Bears. Two outs now. 1-1 tie, bottom third. Number three spot hitter Moore steps in. Runner with a good leadoff second. Zach slipping in behind him. First pitch called strike, curveball at the knees. Glad to see Braden's okay after that unbelievable collision at first base. That runner now at second. Another curveball breaks, but not quite enough outside to the left-handed batter. Just off the chalk there. 1-1 the count. Two outs now. Let's see if we can get out of this. 1-1 the count. Big lead again off second. That one's in the dirt. Great stop by Boone Carver. Back throw to second. And it goes into center field, but not far enough as Isaiah Mance, of course, there to back up Zach Wester. The runner going back blocked his view of the ball. So now two balls and a strike. Boone made an incredible play just to catch that ball on the bounce. Braden smiling again. He is feeling no pressure. It's all up here. There's a great pitch. Curveball started inside or outside and broke inside for a strike. 2-2 now, two outs and a runner on second. See if they send the runner. With Boone Carver behind the plate, never a good idea if it's. See what happens here. In the dirt, count goes full as he spiked one. And again, full count. See if he tries to get him to fish or throws it over the plate. Full count now, two outs. 1-1 tie, runner on second for Smoky Mountain. Pitch. Curveball. Just missed. Just missed. He walked him. That will bring the right fielder, cleanup hitter, Weston Dills to the plate. So the runner remains at second. Runner remains at second. And now with that walk, runner at first and the cleanup hitter at the plate with two outs with a 1-1 tie. We're in the bottom of the third here in Smoky. Runner with a healthy lead again. Braden taking his time. The runner calls time and backs out of the box. Again, this number 13, Weston Dills. Here's pitch. Just missed. Oh, he called it a strike. He said the runner could not check his swing. Too much music played in my life. He's not checking his strings. He's checking his swing. So 0-1 the count now. Two on, two out. Braden taking his time out there. Coming to the cleanup hitter, Weston Dills, right fielder for Smoky. Right-handed batter. Pitch. Curveball. Foul. Down third baseline. He was well ahead of that one as he's braiding through the slow breaking ball. So 0-2 now. The two away. In a weird ball game thus far, to be honest. A lot of craziness happened. Let's see what happens on an 0-2 pitch with two out and two on. Braden looking back toward the, there's the pitch, fouled off again. It was going to be a strike, and he realized it at the last second and almost bunted it foul over the home bleachers and the concession area over there. Count remains 0-2 with two outs. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. That one's hit towards center, right center. Mason Young comes in. I guess that was Mason. Came in and made a nice jogging catch in to record the third out. So they are able to get out of that little weirdness jam. That'll do it for inning number three. The score remains Pisgah 1, Smoky 1. And we'll head back to the station. Word from our good sponsors and our buddy Jack Cuad. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTLRadio.net.
Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a spring tune-up. Mention this ad and receive $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or give us a call at 828-665-4343. That's 828-665-4343. Mike's Heating and Cooling.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Back in the Stevenson Pest Control press box here at Smoky Mountain, where Pisgah and Smoky remain tied after three in a weird, weird ball game. We need to get bats on balls like we were doing last night. Landon Wright, who had an unbelievably great night last night with 11 strikeouts as the pitcher and a home run as a hitter, steps to the plate. First pitch from Plemons. Curveball hit high and deep to left field, a mile high. Left fielder drifts over, makes the play on the foul line. So one pitch, one out. Hit it hard, but not hard enough. It's a long way down the lines here. So one out here.
Number nine, Zane Wilson.
Left fielder Zane Wilson steps in here in the top of the fourth with one out now. A good ball game. A little too good. First pitch. No. Outside and all the way to the backstop. One ball, no strikes, one out. Tie game at one apiece here at the top of the fourth. Plemons throws. That's going to be tracked down by the shortstop, but he bobbles it. And Zane will be on with an infield hit. So that's what we needed, base runners. Zach Wester, who's just been on a tear at the plate, to go along with his unbelievable pitching. As I understand it, I saw he is a state strikeout leader in our conference, in our division in the states, with 77 strikeouts thus far this year. Unbelievable. Right-handed hitter, and he's been hitting the ball extremely well. So now Zane Wilson with a leadoff first. One out, one on. Zach takes ball one well outside. Catcher with a good job, Hunter Cole, tracking that outside pitch down, or Zane would have been easily on second. One ball, no strikes, one out. 1-1 tie. Lane Plemons remains on the mound for Smoky. Pitch. Zach fouls one straight back, so 1-1 now. What a night. Beautifully. Just a beautiful night here in Smoky. This has been a weird game. Usually very vocal. Both sets of fans, and it's get some yakking out of the dugout as normal, but otherwise it's like a golf match out here. 1-1, Plemons throws back to first. Zane easily back. Yes. 1-1 to count, one out. Pitch. Foul back again. Nobody hurt. The Jackson County Sheriff deputy scatter. Nobody hurt. So one ball, two strikes to Zach Wester, trying to break through this 1-1 tie that we've had since the first inning. We're now in the top of the fourth. Zane Wilson on base at first. After an infield single. Shortstop made a good play just to track it down, but couldn't keep the handle. Here's a fast pitch over to first. Zane still back in safely, this time at a dive. He threw a fastball to first. Lane Plemons still on the mound for Smokey. Excellent player. Zach Wester, excellent player at the plate with a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Curveball, Zach fouls it off to the right side to stay alive. One ball, two strikes. Everybody okay over there? Fouled it off to the right into some folks. A lot of folks on camp out on the hillside here to watch the ball games. Count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, another throw to first. He has no interest in letting anybody steal second. We've stole a couple so far tonight. 1-2 pitch to Zach. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Struck him out. Two outs now. The 1-1 tie here in top of the fourth. Owen Rigsby, I was concerned about him after that weird play at first earlier. He was seemed like his leg was hurting him, but Owen Rigsby with a big night last night, as we mentioned earlier. Hoping to break through here in the top half of the fourth. Zane Wilson remains at first after his infield hit. See if Lane comes to the plate now. Nope, back to first. He's in there diving again safely. He's really working the Pisgah runners. The odds are in our favor on that deal. They may mishandle one, throw one away. Here's a pitch. Curveball breaks. Unbelievably nice curveball that broke right over the plate. Started well inside and broke over the plate. So now 0-1 to Owen Rigsby. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight. Extremely weird, to me, game from anyone we've seen this season. 0-1, two outs and a runner on first. Back to first goes Lane Plemons. Clearly, there is no amount or limit on how many times you can throw to first. There may be after this game. They may have some kind of meeting somewhere. Zane takes a good lead. Pitch. Curveball hit towards the hole. Shortstop makes a diving play. Can't get there. So now we got first and second, two outs. Not terribly hard hit, but just in a good spot. Shortstop had to slide on his knees towards third base to try to make the play. Got glove on the ball, but couldn't really knock it down. It dribbled into left field where the left fielder came up with it. But now it's first and second and two outs. Base hit here would be fabulous. Jackson Lehman, tonight's third baseman for Pisgah, comes to the plate, who's done an absolutely fabulous job at third. Two outs now. Runners on first and second for Pisgah. 1-1 tie still. Runners take their leads. Nobody there at second to cover. Jackson bunts, but really nice bunt, but foul down left field side, down the third baseline. Oh, and one the count, two outs now and two on for Pisgah, and a 1-1 tie top of the fourth here at Smoky Mountain. Looking for that big breakthrough inning that we're accustomed to here. Jackson Lehman at the plate, 0-1. Runners with their leads. Fastball in the dirt. One ball, one strike, two outs. Owen Rigsby with another hit tonight. Proud to see that. See him heating up at the plate. 1-1 is the count. One ball, one strike, and two outs. Curveball misses away that time, high and away. Two balls and a strike. Smokey Coach comes out of the dugout, speaking to his outfield positions, I believe. Now he retreats to the side. Two balls and one strike, two outs with two on. There's a swing and a miss at a big curveball. Two balls, two strikes now. Jackson swung over the top of that one. See if we do something unexpected like Smokey did in that inning and bunted with two strikes and bunted foul, and that ended it. So 2-2. Two on and two out. Pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him to chase with that curveball, and that'll do it. For the Pisgah half of the fourth inning, two runners left stranded. Dadgummit. Pisgah and Smokey remain tied at one after 3.5. Remind you, one of our sponsors tonight, First Citizens Bank, they are a full-service bank for all your banking needs. You can open your personal or small business account today with any of their convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small business for over 120 years. Also, remember, Canton Insurance Services. Baseball means it's springtime. That means a spring checkup for your insurance might be in order. With Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or any of her great staff. You can catch them at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. Braden Surratt back out for the fourth inning tonight on the mound. Hasn't given up an earned run yet, but we remain tied at one. Of course, neither is Lane Plemons, so kind of a bizarre game tonight, as we keep saying. Reminds you folks that tuned in at 7 or 8 or any time this evening to hear Papertown Roots Radio. We'll be back Monday night. We gave way to, and I love calling these games anyway, especially if my son's playing. He's a senior, and I don't get many of these. So we'll be back, Lord willing, on Monday night for Papertown Roots Radio. 3 hours of great bluegrass, classic bluegrass, new stuff. Classic country, the good stuff. Marty Robbins, Ray Price, Merle Haggard, Charlie Pride, Conway Twitty, Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, that kind of stuff. And also a bunch of great gospel music as well. We love playing that stuff for you. 47,000 people every Monday and Wednesday night. And I hope some of you are still here listening to the ball game. Got a lot of text messages, but I haven't really been able to look at them too much. I know Colorado's teamed in. So Braden Surratt back on the mound. Steps in, asks for Boone Carver to come and have a word, make sure they're on the same page. Number 12, the DH, Will Clunch, will be leading it off for Smoky Mountain. Boone trots back to the plate after a little conversation to make sure everything is well communicated. Pisgah and Smoky tied at one. Clunch steps in, DH tonight for Smoky Mountain. First pitch is a breaking ball a little bit low. Ball one. Good pitch over the plate, but dove a little early. One ball, no strikes as we start the bottom of the fourth. There's a shot towards third, in for a base hit by the leadoff hitter, Clunch. Lehman made a good attempt at it, but it was hit so sharply it was just out of the reach of his glove. Buchanan, left fielder number 7, steps in with a runner on now. Nobody out. Smokey now looking to take the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. Tie ball game here. Runners, or batter gets his signal from his coach. Braden Surratt on the mound, ready to go now with a runner on first and nobody out. Taking his time, batter steps out, runner back to first. Batter taking his time, getting back in the box now. Runner with a short lead off first, now a secondary lead. First pitch is a bunt, but foul right over the backstop. So 0-1 now to left fielder Gio Buchanan. number 7. Will Clunch with a what we call a CNI single is still at first. Smokey only attempted one steal tonight, and Boone Carver cut him down handily. Here's a pitch from the stretch. Oh, I don't know where that missed. 1-1 the count now. I don't know where that missed. It was a really nice curveball. 1-1 now. Nobody out. Runner on first. Here's another pitch from the stretch. That one misses high. 2 balls on the strike. Top of the fourth, tied at 1. I'm sorry, bottom of the fourth. I'm having a bizarre night as well. There's a pitch. Oh, back pick. Close, but the runner back safely. 3 balls on the strike now. I think that was kind of a pitch-out situation. 3 balls on the strike. Let's see what happens here. Love to see him turn two. Again, left fielder for Smokey. Gio Buchanan at the plate. 3-1. Nobody out and a runner on. There's a pitch strike with a curveball. He checked his swing, but it was a strike nonetheless. So now full count. See if Braden can get him. Glances over at Clunch at first. It just now takes his lead. Full count. Pitch fouled off down the right side towards a bunch of kids. Look up, somebody. Okay. Didn't hit anybody because none of them were looking. Count remains full. And the score remains tied 1-1 here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Runner on first with a lead. Braden gives him a look. Comes to the plate. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So that will bring the catcher, Hunter Cole, to the plate. That's Braden's second strikeout of the evening. Swung over the top of that curveball, did Gio Buchanan. So one out now. Clunch remains at first with one out now. And catcher Hunter Cole at the plate. Digs in. Braden looks at the runner from the stretch again. Throws a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. First pitch strike is so beneficial, man. 0-1 the count, one out and one on, and all ones on the scoreboard as we are tied at 1 since the first inning, now in the bottom of the fourth. Braden from a windup this time just misses with a curveball. Just missed. Pisgah crowd groans loudly, and I even heard the Smoky Mountain radio announcer questioning where that one went. But 1 ball, 1 strike. Called that one strike on the outside corner. That was a curveball, I believe. And now 1 ball, 2 strikes. Clunch still at first. Gets another look from Braden. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Swing and a miss with another strikeout. Number 3 strikeout for Braden Surratt. Now 2 outs. Comes back well with 2 strikeouts after the single given up to Will Clunch. 24. Eli Gribble to the plate now, number 24, third baseman for Smoky Mountain. Braden smiling at Boone. So the runner remains at first. And third baseman Eli Gribble steps in. Braden from the stretch, fastball outside, ball 1. Clunch with a decent lead now. Braden from the windup, throws well outside as they had that back pick play on again. So 2 balls and no strikes now, 2 outs. Here in the bottom, I got a bug there, sorry, bottom half of the fourth. 1-1 tie still. Two and oh the count. Pitch. Runner goes. Boone throws down. Got him. What a great play by Maddox Wright, snagging the ball like a first baseman, and basically the runner just slid into it. That's the second one for Boone Carver, and that erases the base runners and Smoky Mountain for the fourth inning. Boone Carver showing why he's an all-conference catcher. That'll do it for the fourth inning. We remain tied here in Silvo. Pisgah 1, Smoky 1. Back to the studio, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We are back live at Smoky Mountain in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. As we start the fifth inning, Maddox Wright, top of the order, leading off after just making a splendid play at second on the throw from Boone Carver to kill the Smoky Mountain scoring threat. Maddox swings at the first pitch, fouls it into the Smoky Mountain dugout. Nice play made by the coach. Left-handed batter, Maddox Wright. So 0-1, Lane Clemens remains on the mound, just a little bit outside with that breaking ball. 1-1 the count. Nobody out here. We're still tied at one in the top of the fifth here. Nobody out and nobody on. Clemens, wind up, pitch, outside with another, looked like the identical pitch. So two balls in the strike. Clemens with a very good game tonight. The run for Pisgah is unearned. Misses again outside. Three balls in the strike now. Both runs, Smokey's run, Pisgah's run, unearned tonight. The results of errors. Other than that, no earned runs from either pitcher. Oh, Maddox called. Maddox threw his bat towards the dugout, thought he had walked. But call strike. So now full count. Full count now. Nobody on, nobody out as Maddox leads off here. Top half of the fifth. Clemens pitch. Maddox golfs one right to the shortstop. I mean, it was looked like a sand wedge into the green. Braden Surratt to the plate now. He's done a good job on the mound tonight. Steps in tonight. Popped out to the right fielder, his last at bat, a great sacrifice bunt in the first inning. First pitch inside, ball one. Swung at the first pitch, his last at bat. Lane Clemens asked home plate umpire Lynn Milner, how far did he miss? And he's very respectful, not in a protesting manner. One ball, no strikes. That one breaks over the plate, but it was high. Two balls and no strikes now. As we need a base runner here. Here's pitch. That one's in the dirt on the outside part. So 3-0 now. Braden Surratt looking for his first hit tonight. He's happy with his sacrifice that got Maddox right over to third, who scored on an error. 3-0 pitch. Braden taking all the way. Called strike. He threw his bat. That was it on the ground, but called strike. Second batter in a row. Braden apologizes. He knows what that does to an umpire, so he said, my bad. Yep. 3-1 now. Braden pops it high and deep, but not deep enough. Center fielder retreating back, makes the play. So out number two. We need a good line drive from somebody here. Isaiah Mintz, center fielder, comes to the plate with two outs. Isaiah steps in, nobody on, and two outs. First pitch, fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. That one's inside, but over the edge for a strike. One and one now, two outs. One to one tie here in the top of the fifth. Pitch. That one's in the dirt. If he calls that a strike, I'm going to yell at him. So two balls, one strike, two outs. I believe the umpire got struck by that one or the catcher, one or the other. Two balls, one strike, and two outs now. Pitch from Plemons. Curveball hit towards the gap. Third baseman makes a nice play. Bobbles it. Cannot get him. Isaiah Mintz, one of the faster players on the team, and that one little bobble, he kind of snow-coned the catch running as the third baseman was moving towards the shortstop, and there was no way he was going to get Isaiah. So we got a base runner, but two outs still. Boone Carver to the plate. Braden Surratt, Boone Carver have a incredibly funny rivalry going over who has the most RBIs on the team. Braden leads by one or two, and I would happily see that change with one swing here as we're still tied 1-1. Two outs and runner on first now in the top of the fifth. Pitch, curveball misses away. One ball, no strikes. Plemons, again, has not surrendered an earned run, nor has Braden Surratt for Pisgah. 1-0 pitch. Boone Carver skies one towards center field. Center field, they just keep getting under him. Center field makes the play. And that'll do it for Pisgah in the top half of the fifth inning. Hey, we're brought to you tonight by A1 Storage, who also sponsors the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. They always present it. It's time for spring sports and spring cleaning. If you've got storage problems, A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Keep all the stuff you love at A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. A1 Storage will present the player of the game at the close of tonight's game. Be hard to pick right now. Maddox Wright's made some really good plays and made one great base running move and one not great base running move. But he's made some really good plays tonight. Are we making lineup change? Yes, Maddox Wright is on the pitch now for Braden Surratt, who goes to his customary second base. Maddox Wright would be a significant velocity change. He throws really hard. So Braden Surratt goes to second after pitching four innings with no earned runs, I believe three strikeouts. Jackson Lehman remains at third. Zach Wester still at short. Oh, my. What a ball game. Remind you, we're brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage.
Sorry about that. Brought to you, Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Borga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving. We have a new pitcher on the mound. Maddox Wright is coming in. Number four, Maddox Wright. Braden Surratt has moved over to second base. And I believe everyone else has remained the same. We do have Ren Harden in right field now.
Thank you, Ms. Hope. And we're about to get underway here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lineup change. I failed to mention it tonight, but all base hits and home runs, should we get one, sponsored by Custom Paving tonight. We've had a few of those, and we appreciate Custom Paving very much for being a valued team member of our sponsorship team for Pisgah Sports.
Leading off for the Mustangs, number nine, Dawson Gunter.
Number nine, I think we've got a lineup change for them as well. Dawson Gunter, number nine, comes in. I mean, he looks like a professional wrestler from here. He's built so strongly. Maddox and Boone now back up and have a conversation on the mound. Dawson Gunter, again, number nine. Yeah, he's a Gribble was playing third, so he's in that spot. Or is he batting in the catcher spot due to the pickoff at second? Didn't we have one of those again? Regardless, first pitch from Maddox Wright nearly hits him. Maddox with incredible velocity. If his control's good, it'll be fine. But one ball, no strikes as we get underway in the bottom. There's a fastball foul back to the backstop. 1-1 the count. Dawson Gunter again, just, you can tell I bet he plays football. He looks like a weightlifter. 1-1 pitch. That one's well outside, gets to the backstop. 2-1 now. Nobody on, nobody out. As he leads off the home half of the fifth for Smokey. Maddox kicks, fires, fastball hit to right field. Ren Harden going towards the line, makes the catch. Just before getting into foul territory. Nice running catch.
Up to bat number one, Luke Rogers.
The second baseman steps in now. Luke Rogers. One away now. Nobody on. As we are tied still 1-1 in the bottom half of the fifth. The way these pitchers are going, you feel like one run could really make a huge difference or conceivably win the game. That ball, first pitch, fastball outside from Maddox. Ball one to Luke Rogers, second baseman for Smokey. Next pitch is a fastball fouled off to the right side. Owen Rigsby and Ren Harden converge, but it's down before they can get there. One ball, one strike. Count even, one ball, one strike, one out, and a 1-1 tie. I'm tired of saying ones. Maddox fires, fastball misses inside. He fired mostly fastballs. Catches him once in a while with a curveball. 2-1 pitch, one away. There's a great curveball. He swung right over the top of it. So now the count even 2-2. One out here. Maddox throws curveball, hit into left center. That's going to be tough, but Isaiah Mintz running like a deer and makes the catch. I mean, absolutely running full out and made the catch. Great play in center field. So that's the second out of the bottom half of the fifth.
Number 22, Aiden Foxworth.
Back to the top of the order, center fielder Aiden Foxworth. Thanks again to my Papertown Roots Radio listeners that might be hanging in for the ball game tonight. Be back on the air Monday night. First pitch from Maddox shows bunt, draws it back, and it's a fastball high. One ball, no strikes, but two outs and nobody on. Maddox right on in relief of Braden Surratt, who went four innings and no earned runs. This, hits the batter with a fastball on the arm. So that'll put a runner on with two outs.
Up to bat number 11, Lane Clemens.
The pitcher, Lane Clemens, he's also not giving up an earned run tonight, having a conversation with Boone Carver. Again, these boys all know each other from not only the varsity high school and JV days, but travel ball. My son played on the team with Lane Clemens, I know. Clemens getting his signals from his third base coach. Now a runner on first. Two outs. He settles in. Maddox right from the stretch. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike one at the knees. Runner with a short lead. Second pitch is outside. Boone Carver with a fabulous stop. Pardon my allergy dust up there. Thank you for Miss Hope stepping in for me. Again, shout out to the folks here at Smoky Mountain who were so accommodating to allow us to come broadcast tonight and even set up tables for us. Very nice. Nice folks. 1-1 now. Runner on first and two outs. Pitch. Fastball fouled back off to the right a little bit. People scattering a bit. Now it's 1-2 to Lane Clemens, Smoky Mountain pitcher tonight. I think in the first, if I'm not mistaken, the previous game between these two teams, he played third, if I'm not mistaken. But I was listening to that game from Raleigh. So 1-2 now. Runner on first, two outs here, and still tied at one. Maddox taking his time on the mound. Settles in. Pitch. Swing and a miss. A high fastball. Throw down does not matter, as it was the third out on the high fastball. Now. I don't know who. There's some chirping going on now. Anyway, that was the it was called strike three. The throwdown didn't matter one bit. So that'll do it for the fifth inning. Now we go on to the sixth. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Hello, it's John Anderson. Can't get enough of the flea market? Well, we've got a special treat for you. Monday through Friday at 3 p.m., we'll play back the Flea Market Rewind. That's all the calls from that morning's show. Plus, if you'd like the Flea Market Rewind on demand, just visit WPTLradio.net and download the show you want. It's the Flea Market, 8:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday on WPTL.
Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
We are back here at Smoky Mountain, where the game stays tied at the top of the sixth. We're here live at the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. A bizarre game tonight between Pisgah and Smoky Mountain. Again, a 1-1 tie. Both teams scored on errors in the first inning and no score since. Clemens back on the mound for Smoky. First pitch is a curveball with a lot of action, but misses high. Both defenses having to do a lot tonight. Braden Surt struck out three. Lane Clemens only struck out four. Next pitch is hammered down third base, but foul. Harold Shepard with a pretty good square dance move to get out of the way of that one. He's over there shaking his head and laughing. He pulled that ball hard, but foul. Next pitch. Oh, I'm not sure what happened there. I don't know. No, 1-2. He did not lay off of it. I think he just got a little bitty piece of it. So 1-2. I'd like to see a repeat of last night's heroics from Landon, who hit one out of right center in Waynesville. But a 1-2 count pitch. Struck him out. He swung right over the top of it. Dropped third strike, but he makes the throw to first to record the out. Zane Wilson comes to the plate now with one out. Just a bizarre game. Just a few scattered runners here and there for both teams. Zane steps in. First pitch from Clemens. Curveball high. One ball, no strikes. We need a runner on here. Next pitch. There's one right at the shortstop, but by him. Solid single. Solid single. Just to the second base side of the shortstop, who made an effort at it but could not get there. So a one-out single for Zane Wilson, bringing Zach Wester to the plate, who's just been killing the ball lately. Steps in with one out. Zane Wilson on first. Lane Clemens, who's been throwing over there to the first base what seems like dozens of times tonight, steps off. Now he's going to act like he's going to throw back. No, he stepped off. One out, runner on first. Zach shows bunt. Bet he pulls back. He does. Ball gets away. Zane takes off. Throw to second. It's called to be safe. He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball. It was a good throw by the catcher, a very good throw, actually. The ball didn't get away as far as Zane thinks, is my opinion. And a good throw by that catcher, Hunter Cole. And if the ball had been handled, he would have probably been out. But regardless, we'll take it any way we can get it. 1-0 count now to Zach Wester. Swing and a foul ball right over our heads. One ball, one strike, one out, and a runner on second now. A precariously stolen base. Zane Wilson leads off. Zach settles in. One ball, one strike to the plate. Curveball in the dirt, so two balls and a strike now. His curveball has a lot of movement on it, but sometimes too much, and that went in the dirt. He's pitched a good game, though. You've got to give it to him. No earned run, and I'd like to see that change right now. Two balls, one strike. Tie game here at Smoky. Zach hits one a mile high, but foul. Hopefully it gets out of the park. It's coming down. First, nope, dropped it. First baseman got under it, but second baseman. Second baseman overran it by half a step, and it threw off his ability to catch it. So two balls, two strikes now to Zach Wester. Pisgah boys hitting the ball too high tonight. A lot of pop outs and fly outs. Zach settles back in. Two balls, two strikes, a runner on second, one out, tie game at one in the top half of the inning number six. Lane Clemens taking his time now. Gives Zane a look back at second. Curveball. Zach just fighting that one off to stay alive. It was a ball, no question, but he fought it off and fouled it down third base. Count remains even at two. I haven't been able to ascertain any bullpen action on the Smoky side. Count even still, 2-2. One out and runner on second. Oh, my, there was a pretend throw back to second. The shortstop never moved, so the pitcher just lofted it over to him. Zane stepped back on the bag easily. I think Clemens wanted to throw it, and nobody was covering directly over second base. So Zane with another lead, another 2-2 pitch coming. Zach swinging a miss. Another strikeout. That's his second strikeout tonight. So now two outs. We do not want to strand another runner in scoring position. Owen Rigsby, who's hit the ball well lately.
Up to bat number 18, Owen Rigsby.
2-for-3 last night with some runs driven in. Had another hit tonight. So the runner remains. Zane Wilson remains at second. Owen Rigsby, our first baseman, to the plate. Pisgah looking desperately to get him around. First pitch, curveball. Hit hard but foul down the right field side. Just keep waiting on him to tire, but not yet. Zane was moving, so he has to retreat to second. 0-1 the count to Owen Rigsby. He's at the plate. Settled in. There's a pitch in the dirt. And the catcher does a good job knocking it down and only allowing it to roll 2 or 3 feet away. So Zane not able to get going towards third. With two outs, a base hit scores him anyway, so no need to take a chance. Count even, 1-1. Two outs now. 1-1 tie. Top of the sixth. Here at Smokey. Pitch. Oh, curveball that's tipped foul back to the backstop. Owen just trying to put back the ball and stay alive on that one. One ball, two strikes now, and two outs. A lot of room between short and third as the shortstop is playing the runner at second. He's playing directly behind the runner with a decent lead. Now Plemons steps off, and Zane has to hold his spot. One ball, two strikes. Owen Rigsby, two outs now. Base hits could be the go-ahead run. Pitch. That one's chopped foul down third base side. Mediocre effort by Coach Harold Shepard. Couldn't get it. Count remains 1-2 with two outs here. Zane Wilson, he's been at second for a little bit now. Always hate to strand a stolen base. The 1-2 pitch as he comes set on the mound to the plate. Owen takes the ball high. Two balls, two strikes. A good at-bat from Owen Rigsby, making him throw a lot of pitches. Time call. Now the Smoky Mountain pitching coach comes out to talk to Plemons. Catcher heads for the mound as they have a conference. And the infield started in, but the coach is just a quick word to Plemons and heads back to the dugout. So we'll be resetting. And I didn't even have time for Zane to get to third to talk to Coach Shepard. 2-2 the count, two outs, runner on second, and the score knotted at one with Pisgah and Smokey in the top of the sixth. Owen at the plate. That one nearly hit him, so the count goes full now. We'll take a walk. Owen's shaking his head as that one, as they say, buzz the tower. Full count now. Two outs. See if I'd say Zane will be on the move, and he is. Ball four, a walk. We didn't know what happened there for second as the umpire didn't make a motion. Zane Wilson takes third as he was in motion anyway.
Up to bat number six, Jackson Lehman.
Third baseman tonight, Jackson Lehman, comes to the plate. Number nine hitter. Fourth walk of the evening for Lane Plemons. Two outs now, but runners on the corners. Coach Shepard has a word with Jackson Lehman, who's done a great job at third tonight. A great job. Ren Harden made a nice run and catch in right field where Jackson normally plays. So here we go. Two outs, runners on the corners. Number nine hitter, Jackson. Ball outside. Fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. 1-1 tie again. Try to remember to give you the scores often as possible, but nothing, it's not changed in a long time since the first inning. Pitch outside again, ball two. Plemons may be showing a little bit of fatigue as he grimaced after that throw. No action in the Smoky bullpen that I can see, and the coach not coming out, but they are the catcher came out to speak to Plemons, so I'm wondering if they're getting somebody up or trying to stall a little or what, but he's appears like he's going to go all the way at this point anyway. So two balls, no strikes, two outs, runners on the corners, and a 1-1 tie. Plemons fires, ball low. So 3-0 now. We'll take another walk and go back to the top of the order. That'll be all right. 3-0. Curveball misses high. Four pitch walk to Jackson Lehman. That'll bring Maddox Wright to the plate with a big chance to help his own cause as he is on the mound. We need a breakthrough here. Base hit could score two. Jackson is very fast, the runner at first. If a double could easily score three. So two outs now. 1-1 tie here in the top half of the sixth. It's been 1-1 since first inning where both teams scored their runs off errors. Bases full of bears for the first time tonight. First pitch to Maddox. Swing. Shot. Catch. Nope, nope. They dropped the ball. They dropped the ball. One run is in. Two runs are in. As the left fielder made a good play on the ball, but as he hit the ground, the ball jarred out of his glove. So two runs score. Pisgah now with a 3-1 lead. Clemens did his job on the pitch. Can't blame him. He pitched a well of a game. Now the Smoky coach out to speak with the umpire. I'm not sure what for. I think trying to – and it's amicable. And he was saying maybe the – I don't know, that he caught it well before he hit the ground. But when the kid went scrambling for the ball, it was clear that he had dropped it. So Pisgah now takes a 3-1 lead with Maddox Wright helping his own cause. That's wonderful.
Up to bat number 10, Braden Surrett.
So now Braden Surrett, as the announcer says, comes to the plate with two outs and runners. Runners first and second. I couldn't see behind the umpire. Pitch inside almost hit him. Braden appeared to be willing to take it. He didn't move. So one ball. One ball, no strikes, two outs, runners at first and second, Braden Surrett at the plate, Jackson Lehman on second, Maddox Wright on first. Braden steps in, Clemens with a look back at second at the runner with a big lead, and now he steps off, so the runner has to retreat. And now he's making motions at Jackson, who has no idea what he's doing. I'm wondering if he was motioning towards the shortstop. Regardless, reset, pitch to the plate is high and outside. So now two balls, no strikes. Runners at first and second. Pisgah with a 3-1 lead now in a heck of a ball game. Good pitching from both teams. So two balls, no strikes, two outs. Braden fouls one into the screen. 2-1 now. Kind of sawed him off a little on that pitch. Got him down on the handle of somebody's bat, certainly not his. Two and one to count, two outs again. Pisgah finally breaks through, and it's 3-1 here in the top half of the sixth. Runners leading off. Braden swings and a miss at a high one. He needs a hit. A little bit of a lull. You never say slump, as he's been a great hitter all season, but the last week or so. He's still done a lot of work. He got an RBI with a sac fly last night and still moving runners around with bunting. But the count even 2-2 now. Here's throw back to second. Almost gets away from the shortstop and the runner back in safely. Clemens really troubled by Jackson Lehman on second, who has good speed, man. He's a fast runner. A lot of speed on the bases now. Maddox Wright and Jackson Lehman. 2-2 with two outs. Braden Surrett at the plate. Trying to plate another run pitch. That one's in the dirt. And Jackson gets to third as the ball is in the dirt. Good stop by Hunter Cole, who's done that several times tonight. So the count goes full. Full count. They are definitely trying to slow the game down now. 3-1 Pisgah leads top of the sixth. Braden Surrett at the plate with runners on the corners but two outs. Full count pitch. Misses outside. Braden draws a walk. The runner took off for second, but it doesn't matter at this point. So now we have bases loaded again and two outs. Now some activity in the bullpen for Smokey. Isaiah Mintz now comes to the plate. What a player he is for Pisgah. Junior, all-conference freshman and junior or sophomore year, as was Zach Wester. First pitch is high, and oh, he called it a strike. Unbelievable groan from the Pisgah crowd, and Smokey even groaned on that one. It was in his armpit. Bases loaded. Owen won the count. And there's a shot. See if he gets over the second baseman's head. He's taking steps, makes the play. So that retires the Bears, but they finally break through with a shot by Maddox Wright to left field. And I guess you would have to score an error, but a nice hit regardless. It plates two runs for the Bears as they were on the run with two outs. That'll do it for the top half of the sixth inning, but Pisgah breaks through 3-1. Phew. Excellent game. Maddox Wright, I'm sure, will be headed back to the mound. Remind you, I'll be back in the radio station on Monday night for Paper Town Roots Radio. Man, tune in right here on WPTLradio.net or 101.7 FM, 920 AM, and I'll play you 3 hours of spectacular music, bluegrass, classic country, and gospel music. Going to have a great time, as we always do. Remind you, some more of our sponsors tonight. First Citizens Bank, again, a full-service bank for all your banking needs. You can open your personal or small business account today with one of their convenient locations, Canton, Waynesville, or Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank has been helping families and small businesses for over 120-plus years. Again, we'll be awarding the A1 Storage Player of the Game at the conclusion of tonight's game. So hang around for that. A1 Storage, man, they've been longtime sponsors of all Pisgah sports. If you need spring cleaning done, got storage problems, A1 Storage. Our buddy Mike Lovelace and A1 Storage has 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, right here in Jackson, and also Macon counties. A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business.
Leading off for the Mustangs, number 2, Andy Mook.
All right, we're ready to go. Andy Moore to the plate, who's been on base tonight. Left-handed hitting first baseman. First pitch from Maddox misses outside. Fastball. If he can keep it on or around the plate. This boy's number 3 hitter. He's got power, so let's see what happens. Maddox, there's a strike right down the middle. 1-1. As we start the bottom half of the sixth, Pisgah leads 3-1. Looking to complete a season sweep of Smokey, but we're not there yet. There's a shot towards Braden Surge. Second gets a Sunday hop. Takes his time, throws him out. And that's one away. Hard hit, but it took a good hop to Braden.
Up to bat number 13, Weston Dill.
Right fielder, cleanup hitter Weston Dill steps in. Bottom of the sixth, Pisgah trying to hang on with this 3-1 lead. Dill steps in, gets ready. Maddox kicks, fires, first pitch, just a little bit low on the outer edge of the plate. Next pitch, shows bunt, misses it. A fastball again in the outer edge, and that's a strike, 1-1. One out, nobody on. Pisgah leading 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Fastball, that's going to be a base hit between, Braden was playing towards first, and the ball went sailing, his hard hit ball, into the gap near second base. That's a base hit for Weston Deals, the cleanup hitter. Will Clunch, designated hitter, steps in. Now one out and one on. Let's turn two here. These boys, it's at the heart of the lineup. We know they can hit it hard. Let's turn two here, boys. That base hit brought to you by Custom Paving, as all base hits. And last night's big home run from Landon Wright, sponsored by our friends at Custom Paving. Keep those folks in mind. So one on, one out. Pisgah leading 3-1, bottom of the sixth. Maddox Wright throws. Thought it was a strike, but not. Maddox's dad, I'm watching him down there. He is agonizing. One ball, no strikes, one out. With that runner on first, deals for Smokey. Maddox from the stretch, called high. Two balls, no strikes. And runner on first. Pisgah again leads 3-1. Five outs away. But we got to get them. Pitch, strike call down the middle. No doubt about that. Well, one would think. Would have won. So two balls and a strike. One out after the play by Surrett on the ground ball. Maddox from the windup this time. That one foul off to the right side. Line drive into the Franklin kids over there in the concession area. They scatter. Count evens. 2-2 tonight at this point this evening. Pisgah again leading 3-1. Again, say howdy to our buddies at WRGC. Brother Roy Burnett, been doing this a long time for the Smoky broadcast. We're sharing the power strip tonight. There's a curveball, foul back. Count remains 2-2. Good ball game tonight. I would have preferred the outcome of the first meeting between these two teams tonight as Pisgah beat them. I can't remember what the score was, 13-3, I believe. It was a run rule game in Canton. But here we are in Smoky with a 3-1 lead and a 2-2 pitch high missed with a fastball. So the count goes full. See if they start the runner. Will Clunch, the batter, as Deals leads off after a base hit over second. 3-2 pitch, foul down the right side, almost nailed his own coach, who did some kind of Hey Macarena move to get out of the way of that one. Draw some laughter from the spectators nearby the Stevenson Pest Control press box. So we reset. Full count now, and the runner on first, one away here. Pisgah leads 3-1, top of the sixth. I'm sorry, bottom of the sixth, Smoky half of the sixth. Full count, Max gives the look at the runner, comes to the plate from the stretch, misses outside. And a full pitch, full count walk. So the tying run aboard.
Up to bat number 7, Gio Buchanan.
Left fielder Buchanan steps in. Gets his look down at his third base coach. So now we got one out and runners on first and second. It's a little too interesting for my taste at this stage of the game. Double play here would be fabulous. All the pitchers have pitched well, but struggled, you know, not a strikeout game by any stretch. First pitch outside with a fastball. Braden Surrett went four innings with no earned runs, three strikeouts, a couple of walks. Now, Boone calls time and heads for the mound. I don't know if anybody's warming or any of that situation in the – we can't see the bullpen on the Bears side. Runners on first and second as Boone heads back to home plate. Again, Pisgah leads 3-1. Here in the Smoky Mountain half of the sixth. Got a pinch runner now on first. Everybody, umpires marking their notebooks. We'll have a 1-0 count when we get back to baseball. All right, looks like we're about to. Brought to you tonight again in part by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, all our great sponsors, WPTL, Custom Paving, Papertown Roots Radio, Champion Credit Union, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances. Appreciate all the sponsors. Now we're back at it. 1-0 the count with two on, one out. There's a strike. One ball, one strike. Looked like something off speed. Didn't have a big break on it. One ball, one strike. 3-1 Pisgah. But Smokey threatening with runners at first and second. 1-1 count, one out. Maddox looks at the runner. Second comes to the plate. Ball low. Pisgah people erupt as that one was right at the knees, but evidently a bit low. Well, Erupt might be a little strong, but they they were wanting the call. 2-1 is the count. 2 balls, 1 strike. Maddox needs to get this one. Somebody needs to back him up. There's a strike as it's fouled straight back. It was going to be a strike regardless, but he got just a piece of it. Count even again at 2-2. One out now. Bottom half of the sixth. 3-1 Pisgah. Much closer game than the previous meeting. Two pitch. Oh, throw back to second. But he's in there safely. Ball fielded cleanly by Braden Surratt. But they knew the jig was up, evidently. And he stepped back quickly. So 2-2 pitch now again. Runner take their lead. Maddox gives him a look back towards second. Comes to the plate from the stretch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Struck him out. That was a big out. A big out right there. That's two outs now.
Up to bat number 18, Hunter Cobb.
That was a big strikeout right there. Big strikeout on a breaking ball. Now the smoky catcher's due up now, but it looks like they may pinch hit perhaps as the smoky coach comes and speaks to umpire Lynn Milner. Looks like not sure who's going to come. Is it Cole?
Up to bat, number 10, Waylon Uvalde.
Yeah, Waylon Uvalde. Uvalde. Apologize if we don't pronounce that correctly. Number 10 will come to the plate in the catcher spot. I believe that was the catcher spot, was it not? Yes. Catcher Hunter Cole started the plate, and they called him back. We got a pinch hitter bobbing his head to his walk-up song. Who's that song by? That's Jason Timberlake. Justin Timberlake. So two outs now. And Waylon Uvalde is a catcher, as Miss Hope's telling me, was the catcher in the first game in Canton. He pinch hits for Hunter Cole. First pitch is high. Back throw at first. Accurate throw might have got him, but Owen was not on the bag, which he shouldn't have been, but the throw was a little bit to the right of the first base side. So one ball. No strikes. Two out and runners remain at first and second. Here's a pitch high. 2-0 now to the pinch hitting Smoky Mountain catcher. Pisgah leads 3-1 here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. If they could get him, they'd be three outs away. Pitch high again from Maddox. So now 3 balls, no strikes. Don't want to load the bases here. Gets real interesting then with number 24 on deck, Gribble. Maddox, they show bunt. He pulls it back, but it's a strike on the inside corner. Good pitch there. 3 balls, 1 strike. Runners take their leads from first and second. 2 outs here. That one about hit him, so that's a walk. Inside, so now the base is loaded. 3-1, Pisgah leads, but the base is full of Mustangs. Now 24 comes to the plate. Looks like he may make another change. So, oh, we got a pinch runner for the catcher now. That's what was going on. Pinch runner for that pinch hitting catcher. As you can do in high school sports, you can pinch run for a catcher or pitcher when they get on base. So number 5 will come into pinch run for Smokey, and Gribble will come to the plate with the bases loaded. 2 outs, 3-1 Pisgah leading. Number 5 is Mason Forbes coming to the plate again for. I'm sorry, it's a pinch runner, my bad. Gribble to the plate, who is the 8 hitter, but I think he's been on base tonight. Oh, for 2. Did he walk any? I thought he'd been on base. Yeah. Base is loaded. Gribble to the plate. Maddox right on the mound, trying to get us to the last inning if he can get this runner out. Runners with a big lead. First pitch is high. We cannot lose this one. That one was high. 1-0 now. 1-0. Maddox. Oh, he hit him. That'll walk in a run. Now Maddox and Boone Carver saying that he was over the plate, but they'll not get that. They'll not win that one. They're arguing that he leaned over the plate, both the Pisgah catcher and pitcher. So now 3-2 after the hit batsman. Maddox upset. Coach Shepherd goes to the mound to conceivably calm him down. I don't know that he's looking to make a change. Braden Surratt steps in. Now he's Coach Shepherd having a word with the field umpire. Boone now comes to the plate, or to the mound for the conversation. Remember, we'll award the A1 Storage Player of the Game at the end of the game tonight. Big conference on the mound. They've taken their time. Umpire hasn't went out to break it up yet. Giving them plenty of time. Now they break it up. Coach calming them down as both pitcher and catcher thought the batter leaned into the pitch. As he ducked his shoulder, it hit him in the front shoulder. Are we making a change here? Yeah. Number five. So all the players for Smokey is we're making a pitching change. And the big gun comes in. Zach Wester is getting warm-up tosses to try to hold this to a one-run lead. I know the hope was to have him fresh, and they will. He'll have plenty of pitches left for Friday night's second meeting with Tuscola. As Landon Wright went 100 pitches last night. So as Zach warms up, we'll gather ourselves here. Pisgah leads 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. But Smokey has runners on the bases. Zach warming up. Pisgah's ace, you might say. Remind you to remember and think about Canton Insurance Services. They do a great job. Call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff. 648-6550 for any personal or business insurance need. So Zach Wester takes the mound for Pisgah with Luke Rogers, the number 9 hitter, second baseman at the plate. But again, bases loaded. Infield in. On the corners for sure. Now, Maddox goes to shortstop. And we need one out here to maintain this lead. Luke Rogers steps in. As Zach Wester takes the mound. First pitch. Curveball for a strike. Filthy. Just a filthy curveball. Luke Rogers steps out and back. Runners dancing around off all the bases. 0-1 with two outs. Pisgah with a 3-2 lead. Time called. Zach throws it anyway. It's a fastball about 92 miles an hour. Zach laughing. Called timeout. Zach threw it and laughed. So bases loaded, but two out. 0-1 the count to Luke Rogers. Zach Wester. From a stretch, fastball fouled away. He got bat to ball, but it was way behind, and now he's in the hole 0-2 as we try to get this out. This will be a big out if he can record the strikeout. Infield backs up a bit. Pitch. Fastball tipped into the glove of Boone Carver. Strikeout by Zach Wester. And that'll do it for the sixth inning. They do push one across. And Pisgah maintains a 3-2 lead here at Smoky Mountain. That'll do it for the sixth. We'll be back in just a moment. Send it back to Jack at the station. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself and the bullet hit everyone in his life. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't. Because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the action. It's Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Pisgah Baseball. We are headed into the top of the seventh, and the Pisgah Bears are up 3-2. Smokey has made a pitching change, so Clemency's done for the night. He ended up with four strikeouts and four walks for the evening. And then, let's see here, we've got a change at catcher also for Smoky Mountain. And I want to go ahead and take time and say that we would like to thank our sponsors. Pisgah Spring Sports is brought to you in part by these guys, and they are Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurance, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, WPTL, and Custom Paving. And we will be back in the action now.
Thank you, Miss Hope. Boone Carver, cleanup hitter for Pisgah. Boy, an insurance run here in the seventh would be awesome. Got a new pitcher. I believe that's something happened in the I think the catcher for Smokey got something in his eyes. He dropped his mitt and his helmet and just started for the dugout. Either that or it's his it's his communication system. The way he did that, though, it looked like something was wrong. Josiah Ash now on the mound for Smokey. Now the communications are restored for Smoky Mountain. Thank you, Miss Hope, for allowing me a short break. We're ready to go. Here in the top of the seventh, Pisgah ahead 3-2. Josiah Ash, first pitch. Boone fouls it straight back into the bank. 0-1. Again, Pisgah leads 3-2. Nobody on, nobody out here as Boone leads off what we hope is the last inning. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Now 0-2. He's due tonight. He had some big hits last night as well. So 0-2 now to Boone Carver. Ash set on the mound. Here's the 0-2 pitch. It's in the dirt and right off the upper arm of his catcher. That's going to leave a mark. Josiah Ash, number 8 now. Big right-hander pitching for Smokey. 1-2. Pisgah head 3-2. Pitch. That one's inside. Almost hit him. I thought it did. I heard something tick, and I think it might have, I don't know if it's catcher's mitt, but it went to the backstop regardless. So one ball, two strikes now to the catcher. Boone Carver had his customary great year this year. Here, 1-2 pitch, fastball in the dirt. 2-2 now. Boone Carver, a senior captain, along with Braden Surratt, the two captains for the Pisgah team. 2-2, nobody out, nobody on. Pisgah up by one. Pitch inside, don't you call that. The Smoky people are mad at umpire Lynn Milner. Seems fair at this point. Full count now to Boone Carver. Let's see what Ash dials up. Here's the pitch, outside and into the dirt. And there's a walk. We need that run across. Landon Wright, the designated hitter, who's been killing the ball of late. And again, had a great pitching performance last night, striking out 11 and hitting a big home run against Tuscola. So now one on, one out for the Bears with a chance to get at least one insurance run. First pitch is an off-speed pitch, misses outside to the right-handed hitting Landon Wright, who's not playing in the field tonight because he threw so hard last night they didn't want him to throw again tonight. One ball, no strikes. Nobody out and runner on first. Pisgah leads 3-2. Ash throws. That one's fouled straight back. That was a fastball down the middle. Might have been a touch high, but it was hittable. Landon just missed that one. Plenty of spectators hanging around tonight. Good crowds. It's a 1-1 to count. Pisgah leads 3-2 again. Boone Carver leads off first. Now Ash steps off the mound. Everybody retreats, and we'll go again. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast tonight. We're having a blast bringing it to you. Perfect weather tonight. It's one of those nights where you don't even notice it. So 1-1 now. Pitch. That one's low in the dirt again. So now two balls and a strike. Wherever you're listening, if you're listening around Canton or around the world, we're tickled to have you. So two balls, one strike, nobody out. Boone Carver with a leadoff first. There's a throwback. Boone in safely, diving back in. Folks texting me from Canton, from Colorado. Appreciate you hanging with us. There's Boone takes off. Swing and a miss. Throw is offline. Cannot get him. He tried to make one of those jumping tags as the ball was up in the air, and it was a high throw to second. Tried to make the second baseman made an athletic play, but I don't think he tagged him number one and number two when he came down, the ball came out. So Boone swipes second. 2-2 count now as Landon was swinging to cover the steal. Pitch. Swing and a miss from Landon Wright. So that's the first out of the inning. Zane Wilson, left fielder for the Bears, comes in. He's been an important player this year. Shout out to our friend Jody Mathis, Coach Mathis, listening in tonight. Thank you. So the runner, Boone Carver, remains at second with one out. Ball is outside on the first pitch to Zane Wilson. Boy, he almost swung at it, but he was able to hold up. One ball, no strikes. 3-2. Pisgah hanging on to that lead here in the top half of the seventh. One out, Boone Carver on second after a walk. Josiah Ash, the third pitcher of the evening, I believe. Yes, third pitcher. Is that right? Second, my bad. Big lead. There's a swing and a miss from Zane. I think he tipped it into the glove of Hunter Cole, the catcher for the Smoky Mountain Mustangs. So 1-1 to count, one out, one on, and a one-run lead. I'm tired of saying ones. Boone's going to third. There's a shot to right field. He's going to have to go back to second hard. He makes the catch, and Boone getting there safely. So the hit and run was on, but he flies out to right field. That makes two outs. And I would love to see him get Boone around, man.
Up to bat number five, Zach Wester.
Jack and Michael Webb listening in tonight. Jack will be with me on Friday night as we have Tuscola coming to Canton. So now we have two outs and Boone Carver remaining at second with a one-run lead for the Bears, 3-2 in the top of the seventh. Josiah is taking a long look into the catcher. Zach Wester steps in and calls time immediately. Zach's been on a tear lately. Now the Smoky Mountain coach comes in and asks his catcher to come in for a conference. I think they're having pitch comm issues, the communication system in the catcher's earpiece. Both teams, and about all teams, use that now. I think they got her straightened out. Coaches retreat to the dugout, and the catcher back behind the plate. Zach Wester with a chance to bring Boone around, which he's got plenty of RBIs already this year, but this would be a good one. Pitch, ball in the dirt. Catcher can't find it. Boone's going to third. He's in there. He's in there. Smoky people don't agree, but I think it was pretty clear he was safe. So Boone swipes second now. Or swipes third, my bad. That's a lot of excitement there for a second. Boone is deceivingly fast for a catcher. So now it's one ball, no strikes. Boone's at third. And now pass ball or something crazy could score the run. That one's outside, 2-0. Man, it's fun to call these games for you. I hope you're enjoying it. A little bit too close for my taste. But here we are in a good game, a real good game. Pitch from Ash. There's a swing and a miss from Zach Wester. He took something off that pitch, and Zach had one of those old dadgummit swings. So 2-1 the count to Zach Wester, who's looking to shut this thing down tonight. Pitch, outside, ball. So now 3-1. See if they turn Zach loose. Hard as he's hit the ball this year. He's hit a lot of fences. He's not put one over yet, but he's done some damage to some fences around the conference. 3-1. Pitch. Oh, so he wanted it. 3-2. He swung and missed. Looked up this way and made a face. So full count now with two outs. Boone Carver leads off third. Zach Wester at the plate. Josiah Ash on the mound for Smokey. Full count pitch. Fouled away. Right back over the highway patrol. Here we go again with a full count pitch. Two out, one on. Pisgah leading 3-2. Top of the seventh. Ash kicks, fires, fouled again. I thought he was going to get the car that time. There's Jackson County Sheriff and some highway patrol parked up there watching the game. It's been a very, there's no animosity, you might say. It's just been a good ball game, as was Tuscola last night. I must say, I love a no-drama ball game. Pitch. Oh, he stays alive again with a foul ball on a curveball. Wow. What a good at-bat from Zach Wester. I'd like to see him rewarded with a base hit here. Should he reach, Owen Rigsby is on deck. So we do it all again. 3-2, both the score and the count. Pisgah clinging to this one-run lead. Boone Carver on third, Zach Wester waiting on the 3-2 pitch. Here it is. It's well outside. He draws a walk. So now runners on the corner, so Owen Rigsby coming to the plate. had some big hits in the last couple of days.
Up to bat, number 18, Owen Rigsby.
The big O to the plate. The second big O in the last 4 years at Pisgah. The second big rig, I should say. His brother Eli, still playing at Rockingham Community College and one of our favorites. We've got a pinch runner situation here, or no, or are we just having a conference? Yeah, we got a pinch runner coming in for Zach Wester, who drew the walk. And here we go. And we're about to go again with two outs. Now runners on the corners. That will be Fane Barnett coming into the game to pitch run. So he will be on first. Boone still at third. Oh, an attempted bunt. Owen missed it. That's some strategy right there. I like it. I like that. 0-1 now. Two outs. Pisgah again with runners on the corners with a 3-2 lead here in the top of the seventh. Oh-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. 0-2 now. That's a good pitch. I have to say that was a good pitch. Ash on in relief for Smokey. 0-2 now. Runners on the corners. See if Owen might do something here. That'd be spectacular. Runner takes second as the ball is outside. Defensive indifference there. So now we got second and third. And two outs. Seems like last two innings it's been two outs for a while. Love to see him add one here. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. That's all right. Owen's done well tonight. That'll do it for the Pisgah half of the seventh inning. Let's see if they can hang on to this one-run lead as Zach Wester will take the mound again for the Bears. Whew, what a good ball game. Proud you're listening tonight. You know, as in every game, Pisgah Sports always honors Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances. We've done it all season long. And you can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. If you click on that sports tab and choose a Pisgah player of the game, you can check in as often as you want. New players are added after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. Zach Wester stays on the mound for the Bears, trying to get the save tonight, and I hope in short fashion, so he'll be fresh for Friday night. Remind you again of our great, great sponsors. Brought to you tonight by Ken Wilson, Vestas Uniforms, Canton Insurances, A1 Storage, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Stevenson's Pest Control, our mothership, WPTL, Custom Paving, and Papertown Roots Radio. Well, if we can get three outs, we can go back over the mountain. Wouldn't that be nice to go home with a win? Three outs away if they can somehow keep Smokey off the bases. Smokey been up to the task tonight. Much different result tonight as in the first meeting, which was, what, a month or so ago, and Pisgah run ruled them. In other words, they beat him by 10. But Zach Wester will take the mound, try to get the save tonight. And number 22 comes to the plate.
Lead off for the Mustangs, number 22, Aiden Foxworth.
They're back to the top of the order, so they're going to have to get 1, 2, and 3. There's Walker Fox. It's good to talk with Walker tonight. Pisgah alumni just tearing it up for Western Carolina this year. Here we go. Bottom half to seventh. Zach, kick, fires, curveball, misses low. 1-0. Good miss to Aiden Foxworth, the leadoff hitter. center fielder for the Mustangs. Here comes Zach. Fastball high and inside. Ball two. That one appeared to be about 90. He's got to hit the spot. 3-2, Pisgah leads. Three outs away from win if they can get it. Pitch. There's a strike with a breaking ball. 2-1 to count to Foxworth, facing the conference's best pitcher. From the windup, kicks, fires, fastball, swing and a miss. No, I think that was a breaking ball. He swung over the top of it. Zach has three or four pitches. You never know what it is. You just either call it a fastball or a breaking ball. So that might have been a changeup. It had different motion. So 2-2 now. Pitch, breaking ball, broke right over the plate and struck him out. That one broke, I'd say, a good foot and a half. So one out.
Lane Clemens.
The starting pitcher tonight, Lane Clemens, who pitched a great game. Just couldn't quite, you know, go the distance, but he pitched a good point. 3-2, Pisgah leads. Clemens steps in. First pitch, fastball, outside corner, strike. 3-2, one away, two outs away from win if they can hang on. Excellent ball game tonight. There's a curveball, just misses. Curveball just misses on the outside part of the plate or just off. So 1-1, Zach's ready to go. Pitch, fastball, well outside this time, so 2-1. Two and one, one away here. Pisgah leads 3-2. Pitch, curveball, strike. That one in a little more elevated than the other curveballs, but definitely across the plate as we are right behind it. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Pitch, fastball, swung on and fouled a mile outside of the ballpark. Hits the roof of their facility over there, their indoor facility, off to the right side. 2-2. See if he comes with that curveball. Yep, but it was fouled off. Off to the right side again. Good at bat here by Lane Clemens against a dominating pitcher. Two and two. One away here. Bottom of the seventh. Nobody on. Time call by Clemens. He steps back. Zach steps off the mound. First out was a strikeout, and he also struck out the last batter of the previous inning. Pitch. There's that curveball popped up. Braden Surratt racing behind first. Makes the play behind first base in foul territory from the second base position. Nice play. You know, one hug. Oh, that's funny. Owen and Braden with a big hug out there. And both moms are sitting close by. They're both laughing. So two away. They're down to it now. But Andy Moore, dangerous left-handed hitter, steps in. First pitch, fastball, misses inside. Not by much. Walker Fox called it a strike. He's behind the plate here. But the umpire says no, one ball. Next pitch. That one misses just off the edge with a curveball on the outer edge to the left-handed batter, so it's off the left edge this time. Pitch. Curveball strike. Two and one. Smokey down to their last at-bat. We hope. Pisgah leads 3-2. Zach, wind up, pitch, curveball misses outside. Tried that outside-in pitch again. So now 3-1. Certainly don't want to put the tying run on. But this kid's got power. Andy Moore, first baseman, left-handed batter. See if Zach can do something here. 3-1. Missed him. There he goes. He walked him. So that'll bring number 13, Weston Deals, who got on in the last, last inning.
Weston Deals!
Smokey announcer is really enthusiastic and does a good job, but he always gets cut off in the middle of the name. So Deals, their cleanup hitter, steps in. with a chance to be a hero. As the tying run is on first, winning run at the plate with Zach Wester on the mound. You would want him more than anybody on the planet, in our planet anyway. Comes set from the stretch. Fastball. That's going to be a base hit. Base hit and a good one. Good cutoff job by the right fielder. In the cutoff throw by Braden Surratt. Now we got first and third and two outs. That's a nice hit by Deals.
Number 12, Will Clunch.
Clunch comes to the plate. Number 12, designated hitter with two outs. We need to shut down and go now. Again, runners on the corners. Pisgah clinging to a 3-2 lead here at Smoky Mountain. Two outs. Runners at first and third, and Clunch steps in against Zach Wester. Got one base to give. First pitch. That's going to be trouble. That's going to tie the game. Tie ball game. 3-3. C&I single between short and third. And now we got runners at first and second. I don't think Zach Wester's giving up back-to-back hits all year. So we're going to get a, if nothing else, going to, if they can get this out, we'll get another inning. Free baseball, which is not what we wanted. Gio Buchanan struck out in his last appearance at the plate. That's just a C&I single between second and third. First pitch, fastball with a lot of stink on it. A lot of it. So now the coach comes in to talk to his batter. Having a conference here. I'm not sure what for, but doesn't matter. They can certainly set their play. So now we're tied. Dadgummit. I don't care for extra baseball. That's awesome, but I wanted to win at that point. So now runners at first and second. Two outs again. Fastball again. 1-1 now. Smokey dugout excited, as rightfully so. They've clawed back into this thing. Two consecutive base hits and a walk. Fastball, strike. Belt high. Smokey did not like that call. They did not like that call. One ball, two strikes. Let's see what happens. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second. Now a tie game. Pitch. Fastball swung and missed. So we go to the eighth inning now. As Smokey claws, they claw back into it. And now we have a tie game as we go to extra baseball. We'll send it back to the station. Jack, it's all yours, buddy. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTLRadio.net, the home of Pisgah Baseball.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we visit April of 1998, when everything was being blamed on El Nino. There was a peace agreement in Northern Ireland, and Mark O'Mara won the Masters. And on the countdown were big hits by Steve Wariner, Clint Black, Jody Messina, Shania Twain, and Faith Hill. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Weekend in the Country, Saturdays at noon, here on WPTL, brought to you by Haywood Ace Hardware.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on WPTL.
Play ball. Back in the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain. where the Mustangs have clawed back into this one and tied the game 3-3, and we'll go to the extra innings. We start the top of the eighth. Josiah Ash remains on the mound for Smokey. No? Have we changed? It's number one. Oh, they switched the second baseman into pitch now, Luke Rogers. Thank you, Miss Hope. Looks like 9-1-2 to come up for the Bears. Jackson Lehman, Maddox Wright, Braden Surrett. We got to get a run now. Luke Rogers, again, the second baseman so far tonight, comes in to pitch for Smokey. I love baseball, but I wanted to win and go, man. But we get extras. Leading off for the Bears.
Now in the pitch for the Mustangs.
Jackson Lehman.
Rogers.
Who's been playing third.
Leading off for the Bears, number six, Jackson Lehman.
Go, Jackson!
Jackson's due. As all players do, draws their sign in the dirt as they come to the plate. And Luke Rogers comes set. Right-hander. First pitch high with a fastball. Ball one. If you're just joining us, where have you been? It's 3-3 as we start the top of the eighth. One ball count. Nobody on, nobody out as we're just underway in the eighth. There's a bloop shot. Second baseman running back behind first makes the play. Much like the Braden Surrett play of the last inning. So that retires Jackson Lehman. Bring Maddox Wright to the plate.
Maddox Wright.
We need a run. We need base runners and runs. Seems cliche and silly to say, but that's what we need right now. Maddox Wright comes to the plate with a big hit that got the two RBIs and gave Pisgah the 3-1 lead that's now evaporated. I'd love to see Maddox has home run power. If he was to pull one of these, I'd like to see him hit that scoreboard. Steps in the left-handed side of the plate. One out, nobody on. First pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. That's a home run swing. Really crazy game here tonight. Last night's game ended in 6, and tonight now we're in 8. Heck of a game. Pitch, curveball, that's going to be down for, see, boy, that center fielder cut that off in a hurry, bobbled it, but he got there in a hurry, so a hard single into the right center gap for Maddox Wright. Braden Surrett will come to the plate. Let's see if they put strategy on here.
Number 10, Braden Surrett.
And with Isaiah Mintz on deck, Braden needs a hit. He was the hero of the last Smokey game. He's doubled in 3 runs to end the game in Canton. That seems like a long time ago. So Maddox on first with one out. Braden at the plate, tonight's starting pitcher. First pitch from the second baseman. There's a throw back to first. Maddox in safely. Braden again had a pretty good outing. 4 innings pitch, no earned runs. 3 strikeouts. Steps in now. Again, Maddox leading off first. See if Luke Rogers comes to the plate with this one for Smokey. From the pit. Oh, Braden fouls this one straight back. 0-1 the count. One away here. Tie game in the 8th inning. Taking a long time. Braden takes the ball outside. 1-1 the count, one out. Maddox Wright on first. See if he can get him to second in scoring position so something can happen. Rogers throws the ball. No, he called it a strike. Now it's the Pisgah fans' turn to be aggravated. 1 and 2 to Braden Surratt. Maddox on first. Oh, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Maddox still second. Braden struck out at a high fastball. So now there's two outs. Isaiah Mintz to the plate.
Up to bat number 14, Isaiah Mintz.
3-3 tie, top of the eighth. Isaiah Mintz to the plate with Maddox on second. Stole the base as Braden took a big swing at the high fastball. Now the catcher, Cole, goes to the mound to have a word with Luke Rogers, the pitcher. Now he's coming back to the plate. Good ball game. You got to give it to Smoky Mountain. They really clawed back in this thing, man. But back a walk and then back-to-back hits off Zach West are uncharacteristic. That put us into a 3-3 tie. Now, Isaiah Mintz to the plate with Maddox Wright dancing around off second, as he often does. Pitch, oh, he about hit him. I don't know how he got out of the way of that pitch. High and inside there. Isaiah Mintz can give the team the lead with one swing. He's a hit machine. Let's hope he gets one here. One ball, no strikes, but two outs. Maddox dancing around. Rogers gives him another look. There's a shot. Can it get down? He's going as fast as he can. It's over his head. It's over his head. Maddox on his horse. Isaiah into second. Here's a throw. He double clutched the throw. He scores. Maddox don't get too demonstrative here. He always wants to. So, a great job. I told you Isaiah Mintz could do it. Hit that one over the center fielder's head, and he double-clutched. I don't know if he'd had a chance to get it in anyway, but he double-clutched. Pisgah takes the lead 4-3. So, now, Mintz remains in scoring position, and Boone Carver to the plate. I'll tell you who's happy about this tonight, our friends in Waynesville, because Zach Wester's going to have to come in and get another inning pitched, you know. So 4-3, Pisgah leads off a great shot by Isaiah Mintz, just over the outstretched glove of the center fielder, Aiden Foxworth, for Smokey, who's been a good part of this game tonight. But Isaiah Mintz, clutch hit. Boone to the plate now with Isaiah on second, scoring position, two outs again. First pitch is high. So one ball, no strikes. Two out damage done by the Bears, which is about all you can hope for. That's awesome. 4-3. Two outs, runner on second. Boone Carver at the plate, who can do the same thing. Pitch, fastball, misses low. 2-0 now. Clutch hitting by both teams tonight to get us to where we are. Exciting game. I hate that. 2-0 pitch. Oh, nope. Rogers steps off the mound as Isaiah was moving around with his lead off second base. Now Boone steps back in the box. Isaiah takes his lead. Here's the pitch. 2-0. No, he called strike on the outside edge. He is calling that outside pitch, and there's some college players down below here looking right in going, what are we doing? 2-1 now. Two away still. Isaiah in scoring position. Boone at the plate. Calls time and backs out. Pisgah leads 4-3 now after the clutch hit by Isaiah Mintz, Jr., all-conference. Boy, he's making a lot of moves out there. Pitch missed high with a breaking ball. Three balls on the strike. I tell you, that's that same area there. You don't know if it's going to be a ball or strike. And look, we can't see the plate from where we are, but I tell you how they usually say this. If both sides, both dugouts are mad at the umpire, he's probably doing all right. Now we set up for a 3-1 pitch. Isaiah leads off second. Boone at the plate. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, he wanted that one. 3-2 now. Full count. 4-3 with two outs. Full count. Runner on second with a big lead. See what Boone can do. Hopefully something good. Oh, he drills one towards center. Got the center fielder back against the wall. Is it gone? It's over the fence. Home run, Boone Carver. Two-run shot. His first of the year. Boone Carver, ooh, what a celebration. A two-run shot, and now 6-3, Pisgah leads. Dead center field.
I think he just won the RBI.
Yeah, I think he just tied Braden for the RBI lead, and I'm so proud that he did. Three-run lead now.
Up to bat number 13, Landon Wright.
That's his first home run of the year. Pisgah's, I believe, second home run of the year. Is that correct? Pisgah's second home run of the year. Landon's was the first last night. Yeah, Landon just crushed the ball down left field, but foul. Landon Wright, who had the big one last night. But Boone with a two-run shot. What, was that two or yeah, it was two-run homer, wasn't it? Or was it three? No, two. They messed up the scoreboard. They added it three. I thought, was somebody else on? Did I miss? Landon wanted another one. Swing and a miss, 0-2 now. Pisgah with a 6-3 lead now. Boone Carver. His dad sitting right below his mom and dad. You know they're ecstatic tonight. Pitch. There's a shot down left field. It's going to be gone. Gone. Back-to-back home runs. Landon Wright with his second in 2 days. Solo shot just to the right of the foul pole. Don't do that, Braden, you idiot. That's my son. I can. He and Walker Fox up on the bank here are having big fun. There's another home run celebration. Back-to-back home runs for the Bears. Boone Carver, Maddox Wright. That'll bring Zane Wilson to the plate. Man, he pulled that ball so hard. I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said Maddox. It was Landon.
Yeah, Landon Wright, not Maddox Wright. I got excited. Let me alone. So now the score 7-4. Pisgah blowing it up a little bit here in the extra inning. First pitch is a strike outside edge to Zane Wilson. Back-to-back homers for the first time this year for the Bears. How exciting, man. Boone Carver with a two-run homer. And then Landon with a solo shot. There's a base hit through the shortstop third base gap for Zane Wilson.
Up to bat number 5, Zach Wester.
Now Zach, the pitcher, comes to the plate. They're so excited, man. So 7-3 Pisgah now in the top of the 8th with two outs. Now there's a throwback to first. Zane in on his face. Ball one to Zach Wester. That went inside. Want to know the count, two outs. Zane on first, throw back to first. He's again back on his stomach. A little closer play that time. Pisgah breaks it open a little bit, 7-3 now. Top of the 8th after Smokey had really kind of valiantly clawed back into this thing. There's a pitch called strike. Look low, but called strike. But we are, I should say, we are well elevated above the playing surface, so. So 1-1 the count now. After all the excitement kind of settles down, pitch outside 2-1. Little action in the bullpen out there tonight on the Pisgah side. Don't know what that entails exactly. 2-1 the count, two outs and a runner on first, Pisgah with a four-run lead. Called strike on the outside edge. That one looks a little closer to that spot. Count even, 2-2, two outs and a runner on first. Pitch, Zach with a base hit. Right into right center field, bobbled around. And the runner, he's going to send him to third. This is going to be an out at the plate. Yep. No, he dropped it. He's safe. He's called safe as the play was bobbled. And Zane scores from first. Catcher disgruntled a little bit. He made a heck of an effort at it. They should have had him. He should have been out by a mile, to be honest. But anytime you put pressure on the players, man, anything can happen.
Up to bat number 18, Owen Rigsby.
8-3 now, the Bears lead. Owen Rigsby comes in. Now we may have a pitching change for Smokey. As the infield comes in, as the coach comes to the mound. What a doggone game. A little more excitement than I'm enjoying. Remember, let me go back and talk about some more of our sponsors. Yeah, we are going to have a change. It's number 12. Will Clunch will take the mound, big right-hander. And we'll talk about our sponsors again because it's been a while, man. First Citizens Bank, our dear friends. A full-service bank for all your banking needs. You can open a personal or small business account today. They have convenient locations in Canton, Waynesville, and Hazelwood. First Citizens Bank, helping families and small businesses for over 120 years. Of course, Michelle Baxley, longtime sponsor of Pisgah Sports, with Canton Insurance Services. They do a great job. You can call Michelle or one of her staff at 648-6550 for any personal or business insurance need. And again, I'll be back on the radio, Lord willing, Monday night. Paper Town Roots Radio. 3 hours of absolutely wonderful music, bluegrass, classic country, gospel music, all kinds of stuff. Lean heavy on the bluegrass, which the folks really seem to enjoy. And I'm so proud to be able to bring it because I've been in the bluegrass business for, well, basically all my life. And when you've been out there that long, you know all the, you know most of the players, the biggest part of them. And it's fun to talk about the people I know and in the bands and all that sort of stuff. Just a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. So come be with us every Monday and Wednesday night for Paper Town Roots Radio right here on WPTL. And again, at some point, we'll honor the A1 Storage Player of the Game tonight. We'll present the award sponsored by Mike Lovelace and our friends at A1 Storage, 13 locations serving Haywood right here in Jackson County and also Macon County. A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. Here we go. Clunch on the mound facing first baseman Owen Rigsby. First pitch inside. As we have a pinch runner for Zach after the play there, previous play. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Pisgah now with an 8-3 lead. Inside again, second pitch from Will Clunch, who's been the designated hitter up to this point. Temperature dropped pretty good here. Now it's mid-60s after a mid-80s at the start of the game. There's a ball three, pitch high as he has just come in and hadn't found the strike zone yet. Runner on second still. Pisgah leads 8-3 here in the top half of the eighth. All this damage done with two outs. Crazy. Pitch. There's a strike on the outside edge. 3-1 now to Owen Rigsby. Smoky Mountain tied the game up in the bottom of the seventh. Now Pisgah's, Owen fouls one off high, off to the right and out of play. Ooh, just missed a pretty red card. But, Smoky fought their way back, tied it at 3 in the bottom of the seventh. And now Pisgah has scored 5 in the top of the eighth. Just a heck of a game. Owen takes one low for ball 4. So now first and second and 2 outs.
Up to bat number 6, Jackson Lehman.
Jackson Lehman bats it for the second time in this inning, as I recall. He led off the eighth inning. Pisgah really broken through here finally with a 5-run eighth inning to lead 8-3. Now runners at first and second, but 2 out. Jackson Lehman to the plate. First pitch is inside. Ball 1. I'd make him throw some pitches. Runners take their lead off first and second. 1-0. Pitch. That's hit right at the second baseman. He's got it. 3 or 4 steps and flips it to first for the out. But Pisgah, nice inning there. Back-to-back home runs. A big shot by Zach Wester. Just a great, great inning for the Bears. And they lead 8-3 as they plate 5 runs in the eighth. Now, Smoky Mountain huddles up. You got to give it to them. They played a good game tonight. Now, it got away from them in the late innings. But, dadgum, it's not over by any stretch. By any stretch. 8-3. We saw them claw back into it, and let's see if we can avoid that again. 8-3. Pisgah leads. Owen Rigsby drew a walk but couldn't get brought around. Heads back to first. Braden Surratt on second. Looks like Zach Wester will go back to short. It looks like it. I'm not 100% sure. And Jackson Lehman will come to the mound. He's played a good game tonight. He made some crucial plays. Crucial plays at third, which is the first time he's played it this year. Let's see if he can close this thing out. Tells you how long we've been here. You have the iPhone and the Apple Watch, and mine just told me it was time to start thinking about my sleep cycle. Man, I'm a long way from home. Jackson Lehman on the mound. I've not seen him pitch this year, but he looks like he has good velocity on the fastball, over the top motion. So Zach Wester goes back to short, Maddox at third, Braden Surratt at second, Owen Rigsby at first. I have no idea who's in right field. Is that Ren Harden still in right field? Is that Ren still in right? I can't tell. Regardless, Isaiah Manson center, we'll figure it out. And Zane Wilson remains in left field. They've had to fight for it tonight, and that's good, especially heading into the last few 2 weeks of conference play. So we'll see what happens here.
Leading off for the Mustangs, number 18, Hunter Cole.
Hunter Cole, Smoky Mountain catcher, comes in to lead off the inning for Smoky. We'll see how it goes with Jackson Lehman on the mound. Man, what a game tonight. Entertaining game. Way too entertaining. Bears have fought, man, and they've had to fight. Smokey gave it their all, man. And they're still, it's not over. First pitch from Jackson Lehman to the Smoky Kitcher. Fastball high and a little bit outside. Ball one. Good speed on it. Number 18, Cole at the plate. Here's a that was close behind inside this time. Two balls, no strikes from Jackson Lehman. See if he can get one over here. Cole's not sitting on one. There's a pitch high again. In danger of walking him. 3-0. There's a curveball. First curveball, and it lands in there for a strike. 3-1. There's another one, but he misses high. So a first leadoff walk for Jackson Lehman by Cole, the catcher.
Number 24, Eli Gribble.
Third baseman, Eli Gribble, steps in again. Everybody's had their swings tonight, that's for sure. I hope we're through with our bat swings tonight. 8-3, Pisgah leads. Bottom of the eighth, and a runner on first. Nobody out. First pitch is fouled weakly. Owen giving chase just out of his reach. There's no way he could have got there, but boy, he gave it a run. 0-1 now. So the runner on first after the walk, nobody out. Pisgah leading 8-3, top of the eighth. Jackson Lehman pitching from the stretch. That one misses outside. Pisgah trying to only let Zach pitch a couple of innings so he'd be fresh for Friday night's game against Tuscola at home. We'll be on the air with that broadcast as well. Pitch, missed it outside. He cannot find it right yet. So now it's two balls and a strike as the first pitch was fouled off at this at bat by the third baseman Eli Gribble for Smokey. There's that curveball, falls in for a strike. Absolutely. Right down the middle. 2-2 now. We're going to be hard-pressed to figure out who the player of the game is tonight, to be honest. Two pitch. There's that curveball. Got him. Struck him out. Nice pitch with that curveball. One away now, and the runner remains at first.
Up to bat number one.
Luke Rogers comes in, who pitched a bit there before they switched to Clonch. Played most of the game as second base tonight. Boone now positioning his outfielders over, shading him towards left a little bit more. Good ball game tonight. A lot of craziness in the beginning of it, but just settled into a good ball game. Both teams fighting hard. 8-3 Pisgah lead with one out in the eighth. Runner on first, and now we call time. I don't know if it was the batter or the pitcher. Don't know. But regardless. Now we're ready. Luke Rogers at plate. That curveball misses outside this time. One ball, no strikes. One out. And one on after that strikeout. That was a nice pitch, man. A couple of nice curveballs to get that out. Runner takes his lead. Hunter Cole, the catcher. Pitch. That was a strike. Back tag at first, but he was safe. He got back. Good throw by Boone Carver. And a good tag applied by Owen Rigsby, but runner in there safely. That's a pinch runner for Cole, by the way. That's number five. One and one, the count. There's that curveball, misses high. Just missed. Yeah, Mason Forbus back in as pitch runner for the catcher. Two balls and a strike. One away. Double play ends the game. Let's turn it, boys. Pitch. Fastball misses outside. He's consistently been outside off the plate with the fastball. So the count now 3-1. See if he goes back to that curveball. Three-one pitch, curveball misses high, walked him. So a walk, a strikeout, and now another walk. As we go to the top of the order, and Coach Shepard's coming. Coach Shepard comes to the mound. Not sure who he's looking for now. If we're going to make a change, is he going to give it back to Braden to finish the game? I didn't know you could do that, but I mean, you can in high school, but. Now Walker Fox giving Braden the business from the field out here. Of course, it was wonderful to talk to Walker Fox before the game started. Pisgah alumni and our dear, he's like a son to us. Literally, his family lives across the street from us. He's from the time they were. He's waving at us now. He's been in our house all of his life. So. So Braden Surratt back in the game to try to get the last two outs. He will throw it near the plate. We know that. He pitched four innings with no earned runs. One run scored on error. Unearned run. And so he looks ready to go. Warmed it back up. He wants to do well in front of big brother Walker. Walker Fox. Of course, absolutely tearing it up at Western Carolina. He's batting third in the lineup. And let's see if Braden can get these last two outs. 8-3 Pisgah. Boone out to talk to Braden. I'm proud to say Braden has been recruited by the NC State football program, but as the equipment department. But he wants to do well in these last few games. So now runners at first and second after the two walks. And top of the order back. First pitch is a curveball for a strike to Aiden Foxworth, the leadoff batter. 1-0 the count. Two on. Braden smiling at the mound. Pitch. Curveball again. That one missed inside. The crowd groans. I don't know what was wrong with that unless it was a little low. Regardless, 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out, two on. There's a curveball. It falls in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes now. We got one out. Boone positioning the outfielders again from the catcher position. One ball, two strikes. They better be ready on the left side. That's what he's saying. Timeout called by the batter now. Braden, again, his velocity is not the same as Zach Wester's or Maddox either. So they need to shade it to the left. He got a lot of outs at third base. There's a pitch in the dirt. Good pitch. Could not get him to swing, though. So now it's 2-2. One out. Pisgah leads 8-3. Trying to close out Smoky Mountain and complete the series sweep for the year. Runners at first and second. Pitch. Curveball right back up the middle. That's going to be trouble. No. What a play to knock it down and hold him in. Was that Maddox? Who did that?
Maddox.
I thought it was the second baseman. Somebody knocked the ball down and kept it in the infield, and the run could not score. Infield single, though. Lane Clemens in now. I'm not sure what the umpire's doing now. What are we doing? Something happened at third. We don't know what it was, but regardless, nothing dramatic or anything, but everybody's talking about stuff. So we got one out still, and runners, well, the bases are loaded. Lane Clemens comes to the plate, starting pitcher this evening. double play here would be spectacular. One away here. See if we can get out of this thing. 8-3 Pisgah leads. Oh, that one gets away from Boone. They're coming in. They're not going to have a play at the plate. May have another problem. Get back, get back. So one run scores. It's 8-5. This game ain't over, my friends. It is not over. The runner broke for the plate like he's going to steal home. The ball got away from Boone. I don't know if it was a wild pitch or a pass ball. I was just watching runners. But regardless, it's 8-4 now. And now second and third with one out. Braden trying to close this thing out. Lane Plemons at the plate. One ball, no strikes. This game is not over. There's a shot right at Owen Rigsby. He caught it. Go to second. Applies the tag, and that's the ball game. Absolute rocket hit at Owen Rigsby. He didn't even know he'd caught it. And he had the presence of mind to turn around and throw it to second. The tag was applied, and that'll be the game. 8-4. Pisgah gets the win. What a ball game. The pitcher, Lane Plemons, the starting pitcher, crushed that ball. Just hit Owen right in the glove. And he just looked around like, what just happened? Threw the ball to second, and the tag was applied. And the double play completes the game. Pisgah wins 8-4. Whew, what a ball game. What a crowd. It's just a good night all the way around. And Pisgah wins it. We'll send it back to the station. We'll be back for the post game and the presentation of the A1 Storage Player of the Game in just a moment. You're listening to Pisgah Baseball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Need a driveway that looks great and lasts for years? Call Custom Paving in Waynesville. From brand new asphalt driveways to resurfacing and patching, Custom Paving delivers smooth, durable results you can count on. Whether it's your home or business, their experienced crew gets the job done right the first time. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your driveway or parking lot, so don't wait. Call Custom Paving today at 456-PAVE for your free estimate. 456-PAVE. Custom Paving. Quality you can drive on.
Let's go back to the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box. It's Pisgah Black Bear Spring Sports.
We're back in the Stevenson's Pest Control Press Box here at Smoky Mountain. Pisgah has just won a hard-fought victory over Smoky Mountain, 8-4. Excellent game. Smoky Mountain, give them credit.